you see your line of everything a little bit.
So one of the Talmid Chachamim told me the following kasha. The Gemara on Daf Hey Omer Aleph, it starts on Dalet on the base himself. Daf Dalet on the base goes over to Daf Hem and Aleph. So the Gemara asks, we know that Chometz is also Bachila, not only on Pesach. You know that you're not allowed to eat Chometz even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And then with the Rabbanon, they prohibited Achilas Chometz even an hour or two before Chatzos, with the Rabbanon. But Menatari, the Yisur Achilas Chometz only begins after Chatzos. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that that's so? Where is the Pasuk in Chumash? So the Pasuk says, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbis Esor Mipatech. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Bayom HaRishon mean? The Pashup Shad Bayom HaRishon means the first day Pesach? So the Gemara says, no, they had a Kabbalah that Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. So how do they know that the Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe it means Pesach. So the Gemara has a whole drosh. So one drosh is, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbis. So Ach has the connotation of Chilek. For some reason or another, Rashi has two pshatim, how the word Ach comes to mean Chilek. And it means that you divide the day in half, and the second half of the day you're not permitted to eat chometz. We'll get to that later. That's one drosh. That's a drosh. The word Ach is a miut, and Ach is, implies that you have to split the day in half. Then the Gemara quotes another opinion that is not based on Ach Chilek, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa who says, an Amayru who says like that, and a Braisa. It's not based on Ach Chilek, Rava Omar, and Tanya Nami Hochi. It has on the last 10 lines on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Rava says it's based on a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Shmois, Leisishchat al chometz dam sidchi, you're not permitted to shech the korban pesach, Leisishchat ha pesach ba'adayin chometz kayim. And when you shech the korban pesach at chatzai, so therefore, no one's allowed to have any chometz erev pesach after chatzai. It's vague the Gemara kasha, the Eimo, maybe I should say, who says that it means that Gans Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat chometz and Erev Pesach in the afternoon? What, everybody shechs the Korban Pesach at 12 o'clock at noon? The Mishnah has later, B'sholosh Kitas, Pesach Mishcha B'sholosh Kitas. There was one group and another group, and the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that it's a real Din D'oraisa. It says, Shach Ta'osa Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Abayim. You need Kohol and Eidon Yisrael. You have to have three Chaburas, three groups, the Mishnah says. So who says that that everyone is forbidden to eat chametz from chatzais? Maybe I should say it depends when you're bringing your ve'emo kol chad v'chad tishachit. Maybe means whenever you're bringing your korban pesach, no one's bringing the korban pesach at 12 o'clock. That's for sure. Before 12:30, you don't bring the talmid shalbein abayim. The korban pesach is after the talmid shalbein abayim. And you don't bring the talmid shalbein abayim at 12:30 either. You bring it way later. So, but b'di'evit, that's what Tosfos says. B'di'evit, if you bring the Korban Pesach before the Talmud Shalom Ben Abayim, b'di'evit, it'll be kosher. And b'di'evit, in the first half hour also, if you bring the Korban Pesach the second after Chatzos, b'di'evit, it'll be good. The first half hour is only midirabbanan. It's not a real din d'oraisa. The Gemara says in Yume that because of the way the Kosley Beis HaMikdash were constructed, so you couldn't tell when the sun was shining directly above the Chatzos, you couldn't tell. And then 5 minutes after Chatzos, it still looked like it was Chatzos. It may even look like it's a little bit before Chatzos. You can't tell the time it is till it takes approximately a half an hour after Chatzos, and then you can begin to tell that it's after Chatzos. It takes 30 minutes. So the whole evening of the half an hour, and they didn't have any watches. If they would have had a watch, then maybe they wouldn't have made a gzera. We don't know, but Lamaisa, the gzera was made. The gzera the Rabbanan, not to do Hakrobas Talmud Shalbein Abayim, and not to do the Korban Pesach in the first half hour. So since b'di'evit, if you bring the Talmud Shalbein, if you bring the Korban Pesach of the Talmud Shalbein Habayim right away at Chatzos, it would have been kosher. So that's called Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Chatzos is called Zman Shchitas HaPesach, and that's what the Pasuk says, that at the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach, no one's allowed to eat any chametz. The Gemara asks Akasha, that maybe goes to each and every individual person, not allowed to eat, not allowed to have any chametz when he's shechting his Korban Pesach. There's no one is going to be at the 12 o'clock. There's going to be one group around 3 o'clock, one group 4 o'clock, and one group 5 o'clock. So who says the Shalvash Kita is? It takes about an hour. They say hello, and they do Shechitin, Zrikin, Haktorah. It takes so long, Agansi Geshecht. So the Gemara says, V'yeimu kachad v'cha tishachit, everything more name. The pasuk means to say, Zman Shechita Marachmana. It's a shear for everybody, the same shear. So Tosis points out in the Gemara, Zman Shechita Kamarachmana. That Tosis, Zman Shechita Kamarachmana on Hayamid Aleph. Even though the truth of the matter is that is the din. The pasuk that says, L'sishcha talcham is dam zivchi, so the Mishnah says later on Daf Samach Gimel that the din is that that's what it means, kachad v'cha tishachit. And the pasuk doesn't have anything to do. That pasuk isn't saying a word about eating chometz. The pasuk talks about possessing chometz. That whoever shechts the korban pesach, and he has chometz in his possession, or one of the bnei chabura has chometz in their possession, so you're over on the yisro leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. The other guy has chometz, not my business. Let's say he's from the second group, from the third group, or whatever. That's not my problem. If I, one of the Bnei Chabura of my Korban Pesach, and in my group, there's Kohel Eden Yisrael. So there are hundreds and hundreds of people in the Smalo HaAzara, the Mishnah describes later. Hundreds of people in the Azara, maybe thousands, I don't know. As many people as can squeeze into the Azara during each shift of Shechitas HaKorban Pesach. The fact that the other guy has chametz in my, that's not my problem. Only if I have chametz, or one of the Bnei Chabura on my Korban Pesach. One of my group, 5-10 people on every Korban Pesach. How many people can eat? Korban Pesach is a tiny little behemoth. It's very small. It has to be within a year old. After 1 year is no good. And they're born that season of the year. So they're very, very tiny. They're come 8 days old. You're not allowed to shech the korban before the 8th day. And they're just barely 8 days old. The Mishnah says in Parah that lachatchila, even though it says in the Chumash, Shivas yamim yitachasim yamim shmina v'holi yiratzu l'korban yishal Hashem, that you're not permitted to bring a korban within the first 7 days, you have to wait till the 8th day. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says in Parah that the practice always was that they didn't bring korbanos till the 30 days were up, except for Korban Pesach. Why? Because Korban Pesach have no brayer. Korban Pesach, that's the season of the year in the springtime when they're born. And if it's more than a year old, it has to be bashnasa. Bashnasa means before the first birthday. Ben Shteishana means before the second birthday. It doesn't mean, by us in English, we say 1 year old. So 1 year old means after the first birthday. I'm 1 year old. And you say a person is 2 years old means in between the second birthday and the third birthday. Halachas uses the terms differently. Let's say a korban chatos. Pesach she'ov roshnoso is puzzle. Ov roshnoso means if it's after the first birthday. So it has to be within the first year, before the first birth. And that's when they're just born. So if you tell them he has to wait 30 days, they're not going to be enough behemoths for Korban Pesach. And they're very tiny behemoths then. So Tosis points out that this Havamina of the Gemara is not incorrect. The Havamina is correct, that the Pasuk in Chumash says, Vaisishchat al-chametz dam zivchi, doesn't mean that Angam's Klal Yisrael at Chatzos. What the Pasuk really means is that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach when either you or one of your Bnei HaChabura has chametz. Forget about all the other Jews in the Azor. One of your Bnei Chabura has chametz. So why did the Gemara reject it? What did the Gemara say, that it's the wrong pshat? It's the right pshat. It is kol chad v'chad. So the Tosfos says, "Gav the emesu d'leisish chametz kol chad v'chad ki shochid," as it says beferish in the Mishnah. And the Tosfos mikol makom. Nah, but the Gemara does mean to say, the Gemara is trying to know, where does it say in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat chametz er Pesach after Chatzos? Because it says, Ach ba Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. How do you know Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach? Maybe it means Pesach. The Gemara says, no, it has to mean Erev Pesach. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Sishchar Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So Tosfos says, what it means is, it's not that you're over, if you eat Chometz on Erev Pesach, you're over on Lo Sishchar Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. No, Lo Sishchar means you're not allowed to shecht. It doesn't say a word about eating. The pasuk leisishchat is megala on the other pasuk. It sheds light on the other pasuk. Arach b'yamarishin tashbisu, that behechrecha must be talking about erev yontif. He can't be talking about yontif. Already an erev yontif, he has to get rid of his chametz. So what is it to discuss on yontif? He's going to go burn the chametz. So that's what Tosfos says. The Etzim Pasuk, it says, L'Sishch Rochamim Sham Zivchi. Das geht auf Shchitas HaKorban Pesach, and one of the Bnei Chabura has Chomes. But Mikol Mokam, that Pasuk is Megala on this Pasuk. Kevin Yashkechandi, he's here. Al HaHashbasa, we have a Pasuk, Tashbisu. He's here, Shalom Dishcha Pesach HaLachomets. If you put two and two together, that's what it means. Svaro, Shabizman Shchita, he's here Al HaHashbasa. That's what it means. You put two and two together, the Pasuk L'Sishch HaLachomets Dab Zivchi is Megala, sheds light on the Pasuk of Achta Yom Rishon Tashbisu, that it goes on air Pesach. That's the Pasuk Pshat. The Rambam also writes like that. This mamish pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Beginning of Perek Beis in Ilchas Chometz and Matzah, the Rambam writes Mitzvah Sesem in Atayra Lahashbis Hachometz Koidim Zman Yisrachi Losoi. Shenema, it's interesting where the Rambam writes it. Mitzvah Sesem in Atayra Lahashbis Hachometz Koidim Zman Yisrachi Losoi. Shenema, Boyom Arishin Tashbisu. Instead of saying, if I would have written, I would have written differently. I would have said, there's a pasuk that says Ach Boyom Arishin Tashbisu. And the Yom Arishin means Yud Dalet.
Yeah.
The Rambam doesn't start. He starts with Pesach. And the din is you have to get rid of the Chometz before Pesach. He's working backward. Instead of saying the word Yom Arishin means Erev Pesach, he says no. Lahash b'zah Chometz koinim izman yisirach ilosah. Shenema b'yom Arishin tashbis tzomim batechem. Omipi ha-shmua lomdu shaharishin zehu yom ha-bosa. Raya ledovar. Right, the davar zeh, mashikasa batar, lo sishchar ha-chametz dam zidchi kleima, lo sishchar ha-pesach va-adayim chametz kai, pushchitus ha-pesach hu-yom ha-bosa ha-chachatzois. So that pasuk sheds light on the other pasuk, then it must be the rachbi ha-mish nashbis, it goes on air pesach. This mamish pasuk shanning ma. So there's a big talent chocha met me at the chasen yesterday. He tells me over Akasha, I don't know, he tells me over there, he heard that Ravelvala Soloveitchik once asked his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the following kasha. That when do you shecht the korban pesach? After Chatzos, but you cannot shecht till midnight. You can only shecht until Shkia, till sunset. After sunset, you cannot shecht. That's the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav, that Dam Nifsal, the Shkia Sachama. That at the moment of Shkia, sunset, any Dam of Korban is, even if you already did shecht and you have the Dam in a cup, you cannot be Zerk the Dam on the Mizbech. Now, the Rabbi Natam's opinion is, all the Chassidim know the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that at sunset, it's still Vada Yom for another 55 minutes or so, for 3 1/4 mil. And that's when Bein HaShemashes begins, after 55 minutes or so, a period of twilight zone begins that's labeled as Bein HaShemashes, and the Bein HaShemashes goes for 15 minutes or so. So then, 70, that's the 72 minutes. 72 minutes after the sunset is Tzeisa Kochav. It's our Bein HaTam Shita. The last 15 minutes or so of the 72 minutes is Bein HaShemashes, and the first 55 minutes or so is Vada Yom. So the Rabbein HaTam says that Gemara in Zvachim that says Dam Nifsal, Tishkiya Sachama means sunset, what we call sunset, even though it's Vada Yom, for another 55 minutes, he cannot bring any kabbalas. So he tells me yesterday that Ravelvala Soloveitchik is quoted, I don't know, must be printed somewhere, that he asked Akasha, if the marker that you're not permitted to eat chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is, L'sishch l'chomez dam zifchi, b'sman shchita kom rachmane, b'sman shchita. So the 55 minutes after Shkia, you should be allowed to have all the cake and cookies and all the bread in the world that you want. Bizman Shchit is only from Chatzos till sunset. And after the sunset,
it's the beginning. The beginning of the time. From when it starts, the time.
So that's what I was going to say. It's Haklotz Kashas. He tells me a fancy teretz Rab Chaim gave a whole lomdash teretz and kashas and terutzim and agans mice. So the Pashtus, I thought that it's not a kasha. If you read the Gemara slowly with the Tesis, with the Rambam, it's not a kasha at all. The Gemara didn't say that the Iser Achilas Chometz Be'erev Pesach is learned up in the Pasuk L'Sish Chol HaChometz. The Emes HaPshat is, Tesis said, Emes Uzeh. The Emes HaPshat is that it goes Kol Chad V'Chad. L'Sish Chol HaChometz is an Iser Shchita. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach if you or one of the Bnei Chabura has Chometz. But that Pasuk is Megala on the other Pasuk that what? Ach B'Yom Rish means Erev Pesach. What does it mean? So the Rambam defines it very well. The Rambam defines it mitzvah sesem in Torah lahash b'sachometz koydim zman yisrach ilosa. And how far up koydim zman yisrach ilosa? All the way back till loisishcha. All the way. So if there's an iser to eat chometz from chatzos on in anticipation, so it's the chakal v'chaimer that the last 55 minutes before zicharasa. It's even from chatzos on. It's not. He told me Rav Chaim didn't give that answer. So Rav Chaim gave a different answer. I don't know. But the Pashtus is that it's not a kash. Pashtus is, I think, that it's not a kash. And I think that this elementary comment, I think this sheds light on another issue. Let's say someone's going away for Yontif. And he's not going to be on a normal year, not this year. This year is complicated. Airface, of course, the shop is a little complicated. Person's going away from the dormitories, let's say, or home he's going to, it's a soil, whatever, he's going away for Yontif. So he makes Bidika, normally make Bidika Chometz the night early, if he's leaving earlier, so he has to make Bidika Chometz the night, the last night that he's going to be around. So what if he does Bidika Chometz Mugdemes, earlier than early Yudalit? So does he recite the bracha or not? So there's a machlokes in Rishonim, the Miri has a machlokes, and we pass on the Shulchan Aruch no bracha. You don't say a bracha. How come no bracha is recited? So I thought the Pashup Shat is, like Taisus writes in Chulin, in the beginning of Perakol Abasa, Taisus says, when you salt your meat in order to remove the dam, you do not say a bracha. When the butcher trades the flesh, in order to remove the chaylev, he doesn't say a bracha either. Usually they have the Shreitzer trades the flesh, so Pashtetzach, he's not going to say a bracha, Shekin Hashanah, so it's one. But even if a yid does the trevering, and even if a yid does the salting of the flesh, no bracha is recited. Because that's not a mitzvah, say, Taisus says. It's not a mitzvah. Taisus says, when you wash my machreinim, Taisus says, when you wash my machreinim, no bracha is recited. Why? You're not doing a mitzvah. You only say a bracha, a brichas ha-mitzvah, when you're performing a mitzvah. My machreinim is a mitzvah. The chachamim were misakim, for whatever reason, it's a mitzvah, it's a nikiyos or whatever. It's a mitzvah to wash my machreinim. My machreinim is not a mitzvah. It's a sakana, maybe you have melach sedoimus on your fingers and you rub your eyes. And even if you don't have the melach sedoimus, but your fingers are sticky and greasy, so it's not, it's pasul lebracha. Kishem shemuzu ham pasul avoida, a kohen is a balmum, he's not allowed to do avoida, and even if he does it, it's avoida asa mechulelis. What if the kohen doesn't officially have any mum? A mum means missing a finger, his ear is cut, a mum. The Mishnais have a list, a whole two, three prokim, they list off all the mumim and the behemis, and the mumim and the kohanim. What if the kohen doesn't have a mum, but he just looks sick? He looks old and sick. So that's called mezuham. Even though there's no official mum al pidin, and it won't pass up to Yevit, but a mezuham is possible to David al-Hatchil. So the Gemara has a lashon in brachas, kishen she mezuham, pasul la'avayda, just like a kohen mezuham, just like a behema that's mezuhemis. Behema is nishkin balmum, but it looks like a sickly behema. So you're not allowed to bring it as a korban. Kach yadai mezuham is psulis la'avayda. So too, if your fingers are sticky and greasy, so you're not allowed to say bar nefashis either. Let's say a person was eating shirai, kechat shirai. He's not going to get a kazayin, so he's not going to say bar nefashis. That's a bad motion. Let's say a person is a child is eating ice cream, whatever, ice cream.
He had a suit,
okay. So he has to bench. He had the suit and he got a little shirai. Now it's time to bench. And his fingers are all sticky from the shirai that he was licking. Well, let's say a child is eating ice cream, he licks off all the fingers and the fingers are all sticky. And the child later on is not going to, so some children doesn't bother them, they'll function normally. And others, no. They know that they're going to wash their hands before they're going to touch a book, before they're going to touch their dress or their clothing or something. So your dime is a hummus, a psulis lebracha. So not only for benching, psulis lebranifoshis also, you know, psulis lebracha rishana also. You're not supposed to say a bracha with your dime is a hummus. So the Taisus points out that no bracha is recited when you wash Mayim Achreinim. Mayim Achreinim is not a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon. The Chachamim said, you have to wash Mayim Achreinim Mishum Sakone. Chashash Sakone, the baby bells them, is that you rub into your eyes. And you have to wash Mayim Achreinim in order not to violate the Isser of saying a bracha with your Dayim Mizuhamas. And the same thing, so you don't say a bracha when you're about not to violate an Avera. Let that person goes out to eat. So he goes to a kosher restaurant for a day. He's not going to go trade. So he said, as he's about to order the meal, he says a bracha. So there's no bracha recited before you don't violate an avera. A person is about to shave with an electric shaver, so he doesn't say a bracha not to do the avera of shaving with a razor. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah sesa. You don't say a bracha on a loy sesa. So here also, before the person is about to salt the meat, or before he's about to trade with the flesh, no bracha is recited. It's not a mitzvah to salt the flesh, not a mitzvah to trade with the flesh. It's an eitz teiva, in order not to violate the avera, being chelav, or the avera, being dama, vina nosha, whatever happens to be. So what's the issue over here? Why do you have to do b'digas chometz? So the Bedikas Chometz, the Gemoris, Rashi and Taisis, the beginning of the Mesichta say. Taisis says the Bedikas Chometz was instituted Gzeir Shema Yoichal. Because we're afraid, maybe he'll see, maybe in the middle of Pesach he'll find some Chometz hidden away somewhere. Right? Shema Yoichal, he'll see something delicious and he'll forget and he'll eat it quickly. And it'll be over on these chorus of eating Chometz b'Pesach. So if that's the whole reason for Bdikas Chometz, Shema he'll violate the Yisra Achila, so that's like trebering the flesh, like salting the flesh, so that should not warrant a bracha. Or Rashi says that the first Rashi in the Mesichta says, you don't want to violate Vayiro Vayimotze. So that's Vayta. It's in order to prevent yourself from violating an Aver Vayiro Vayimotze, Vayta no bracha. So how come we say a bracha? The Gemara said before we said, you do say a bracha. The Gemara says, Habaydik Tzorch Sheiva. Huh? The Gemara says on Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Habaydik Tzorch Sheiva, three lines from the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph. The one who does Bedikas Chometz has to say a bracha. So what bracha does he say? So the Maharik quotes, we don't have this Rashi. The Maharik quotes, the Achrayim Pilpul about this Maharik. Maharik quotes in the name of Rashi that you have to say two brachas. As you're about to do the Bedikas Chometz, you have to say a bracha Sheker Shalom and Mitzvahs Mitzivanu, live the Kasa Chometz. And then if you succeed and you find some Chometz, if you're lucky and you find Chometz, then tomorrow morning when you burn it, then you say a bracha Sheker Shalom and Mitzvahs Mitzivanu, I'll be a Chometz. But that's not the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. We don't say two brachas. You never heard of anybody saying two brachas. The Gemara says beferish, my mevarech. So on the bottom of Zayin and Aleph, so the Gemara has a machlokes. One madama says al biyach chometz, one madama says levar chometz. Nobody says al bedikas chometz. The way we have the gears in the Gemara, state beferish that the nusach habracha is either al biyach chometz or levar chometz. And then the Gemara says behilchas so al biyach chometz. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you say al biyach chometz. So what kind of a bracha al biyach chometz? So the answer obviously is that the Bedikas Chometz is not only to avoid violating Rabbi Matzin, to avoid violating the Yisra Achille, it's the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Teshbisu. Shaila, whether it's Midirabbanan or Midiraisa, Tesis has 2 days. When you say that Bedikas Chometz is the beginning of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Teshbisu, that's Minatayr, the beginning of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. Or maybe it's only Midirabbanan. The Gemara always says Bedikas Chometz Midirabbanan. But the Gemara says Bedikas Chometz is only the Rabbanim because Medaraisa Bitl the Almasagi. So maybe it means cause Manshaloi Bitloi, then the Bedikas Chometz is Deraisa. That's one day in Taisus. Machlegs the Mechab and the Ramo had a Paschim. 2 days in Taisus in the first Perek from Sofa, where the Bedikas Chometz is Deraisa, or the Rabbanon in the situation when Adayin Loi Bitl. That's a Taisus on Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Taisus has 2 days. And Daf Tes Amud Aleph, where's this moment?
Why do we make the bracha tonight when he has time all morning to be full? I don't understand. He's got time to be full
to next morning. So okay. But he's going to go make the bracha, but he'll be a coming. Because he wasn't the bracha. He couldn't be the bracha. He'll be a next day. Okay. But if he does bedikah in a situation where he didn't do
bitl
yet, which he didn't do.
When did he do it?
He didn't. It's the night of Yudalit, so he didn't do any bitl yet.
He doesn't have to do bitl yet.
Okay. But the fact is that he didn't do bitl yet. So whoever didn't do bitl, you have an option. Either you do bitl manata, you have a brera to fulfill the mitzvah tashbi, so you can fulfill in 2 ways: either to do bitl or to do bedikah or biur. So kolzman a person didn't do bitl, so he's mukhiv manatera. One day in Taisa says that he's mukhiv manatera to do. To do beer. Where's that taste? It's on Tesem and Aleph, I think. Tesem and Aleph. Tesem and Aleph. Tesem and Aleph. The Yoimari, about 10 lines right in the middle of the Tesem. For Yoimari, the Masnis and Nair of the Shaloi, in Psochem, the Tesem and Aleph, the Tesem is Diba Maschel, Kadesha Tehe Behemto Cheles, they have a Kasha. So they say the answer to the Kasha is, the Masnis and Nair of the Shaloi, Bitloi, the Avivadai deraisa. Kolzman, you work the Vatla Chometz, yet then the Chovez Bedika is deraisa. And then he says, Beyoidai Marie, Nochateris. He's not so convinced that that's correct. And the Ran quotes, the Rishonim have on the first page, Daf Aleph and Aleph in the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch, some Achlegs in the Chav and the Ramo, whether Bedika is Chometz before Bitl, if a person wasn't yet the Vatla Chometz, whether the Chovez Bedika is deraisa the Rabbanon. When the terrorist says you have to destroy the Chometz, does it mean you have to search and destroy, or you just have to destroy what you're aware of? Whatever you're not aware of, you're not mechuyev to destroy. The Rishonim give a mashal, the Rav ones gave an arichas on this mashal. The Rishonim give a mashal from Biur Avodah Zarah. There's a din, Abeti Abdun is Kalam Kamas Rishav Dusham Agoyim Esalahayim Al Hahori. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that there's a distinction between the mitzvah Biur Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Biur Avodah Zarah and Chutz Lortz. And Eretz Yisrael din is at Tzorach L'Sharish Achreha. That even if you don't, if you had Yisrael Shalita, if you had Yisrael Takifa, if you have religious Jews in control of Eretz Yisrael, and if they'll destroy Avodah Zarah, the United Nations won't send in troops to dismantle the Medina. So then you have a chiyuv to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. And Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't have it, even if you don't know where it is, you have to search it out and destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. Tzorach L'Sharish Achreha. And Chutz Lortz, you know, if I have Avodah Zarah, if I have access to Avodah Zarah, I have to destroy it. If I don't have, I'm not mechayiv to go look for it. So you have, in the mitzvah biur Avodah Zarah, you have sometimes bidike ubiur, and sometimes biur. On the Avodah Zarah, that's your dua lead that I have, so I'm mechayiv to mivar. On Avodah Zarah, that's not your dua. I'm not mechayiv to do chipus in order to go find it with Sharish Achreah. The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot, just derech agav. Where do you ever have a mitzvah that makes a difference? Eretz Yisrael Chutzlos, we have the agricultural mitzvahs. The mitzvahs Hakliyas Baretz is a difference between Eretz Yisrael Chutzlos. When it comes to Shabbos and Kashrus and Krishma and Tefillin and Tzitzis, the dinim apply, Chovis Haguf applies equally Eretz Yisrael Chutzlos. So Biur Avodah Zarah is not an agricultural mitzvah. Other rabbi doesn't apply to Mechuba Lekarka, is not Nasa. So why should there be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlos, the Hatela? So the answer is Pashut, that in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael means you have to build up and make communities and make highways and make yeshivas, and you have to do Biur Avodah Zarah. And calls man that we have all the Avodah Zarahs there as much as we build, and as much as many communities as we establish, and as many highways, and as much as we put into it, we're still not fully yotze the mitzvah. It's a haschalah. But we're still not fully yotze the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael means Eretz Yisrael, the kedushas of the taharasa, without Avodah Zarah. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. How can you say a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz and Chayvus Haguf? There's only a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lortz and Chayvus Karka and agricultural mitzvahs. But I'll call upon him. You see the Rishonim point out the Marshal. The Rav gave once a whole arichas on. You see from Biur Avodah Zarah that sometimes the chipus achar Avodah Zarah is included in the mitzvah, and sometimes it's not. In Eretz Yisrael, the din is Tzorach L'Sharish Achreah. Abei Ti Abdun. So the Gemara learns that from the Kei Peloshin, Tzorach L'Sharish Achreah. You have to go search out the Avodah Zarah. And the Chutz Lortz is not Mechuyiv L'Sharish Achreah, just whatever you have, you're Mechuyiv to destroy. If you have Avodah Zarah, you'll do well, so you have to destroy. If you don't know where it is, yeah? You're not Mechuyiv to worry about it. So here too, by Chometz, that's the Machlokes in the Rishonim. We know clearly that the Bedike, the search for the Chometz, is the haschalah of the mitzvah of biur. It's the haschalah of the mitzvah of tashbisa. Not just that the bedikas chametz is in order not to violate bal yiroh, in order not to violate achila. That wouldn't warrant a bracha. And why should the fair say you say a bracha? And the bracha is the way we say al biur chametz. You don't say livdekas chametz like Rashi. You say al biur chametz. It's the beginning of the mitzvah of tashbisa, the beginning of the mitzvah of biur. The rishonim have a machlokes to what extent is it the beginning of the mitzvah. Some rishonim hold ad kedei kach it's hasvara deraisa. That bedikah is the beginning of the mitzvah beer. If the Torah says you have to destroy, what are you just going to destroy? The box of Wheaties and the challah that's left over from Shabbos? No, you have to look through the whole house and find whatever chametz you have to make sure that you're fulfilling the mitzvah to destroy. Not just to destroy what you're aware of, to destroy everything. So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. How far do you go? Is this a svara derais or only the rabbanim? But I'll call upon him. Yeah. It's interrelated, yeah. I don't think so, no. It's related. I don't think it's necessarily so sharply related. There's some Rishonim say that you only violate Bal Yiroh by Matzah. In the beginning of the second parak, there's a question on a Rashi. The Rashi with the Maharshal there. Some Rishonim have a Girsa in Rashi that you don't violate Bal Yiroh by Matzah and Chomet She'ini Yadua. If there's chametz that you're not aware of, then there's no bal yiroh by matzah. So if there's no bal yiroh by matzah, how can you say that the chayvus bedikah is the raisa? The pashtus, not. You have to say the chayvus bedikah is only the rabbam. But even if you say that there is Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh and Chamit Sheni Yedua, it's still not Mochrach that that the Chavis Bedikah should be there. I see. You can still say that the Chavis Bedikah is only Rabbah. Okay.
Does that
become
just one
Pesach?
Okay. Okay. Anachinam. Why don't you make the brocha then? Because then it becomes a big deal. Because the dikah is only the beginning of the mitzvah. And it takes
to the next morning. So it would be make more sense to make the brocha when you go to mitzvah.
At the completion? I don't know. Let's say on
it defines as part of the
deciding of the... And tkiya shayfer. What do we say the brocha at the beginning? You have to have dafke teishim. Kaila tkiya, true tkiya, tkiya, true tkiya.
Because the first drawing is the mitzvah.
You
say you have to make the
first.
Yeah.
So here also?
Yeah,
so
here
also. Also, I have a lasiyos.
You're making the brocha beer from
this. Yeah, but it's a long beer. It takes a long time. So the haschala of the beer chametz, the haschala of the hashbasa is with the bediki. Either that's the haschala with the rabbanon or that's the haschala with the raisa. Whatever, that's a haschal. So l'chare, the reason why we say a bracha on the bedikas chametz is not for Rashi and Tosis reasons. What Rashi and Tosis gave the rationale, what motivated the chachamim to be misaking bedikas chametz, in order not to violate by Rabbi Matzah, and in order not to forget and to eat it, if that's the whole story, that's the ganze maisa, then it wouldn't have a bracha. Once the answer is, once the Chachamim were motivated for Rashi's reason, for Tosis' reason, whatever it is, to institute a mitzvah bedikas chametz, once they instituted the mitzvah bedikas chametz, so then they instituted it as the beginning, as the haschal of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's a mitzvah, biyur chametz, that's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. So that requires a bracha. So l'chare, there are some mitzvahs that you cannot just do whenever you want. Let's say, I want to promise Seder tonight. I'm going to be busy on Pesach night. I want to have tonight. I want to eat whatever. I want to read the Megillah tonight. The Adinim, you have to read the Megillah on Purim, and you have to have the Seder on Pesach, and you have to have the Sukkot on Sukkot, and you have to have the Lulav on so on and Sukkot and so on. So what do you mean? The fellow wants to burn the chametz whenever he wants. No, there are rules and regulations when you have to fulfill the mitzvah tashbisa. So let's say a person is going away for Yontav and he has to do bedikas chametz the last night that he's around his apartment. So when he does that bedikas chametz, you can call that the beginning of the kima mitzvah tashbisu. Shteita chachba yamarishin tashbisu. Yamarishin means erev Pesach. This is erev Pesach. He's leaving a week before Pesach. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going in advance. So what in the world is he doing bedikas chametz for at all? No, kidei not to violate by your rabbi motze, nor kidei not shema yovel yochlo, whatever. But that's only a loisess thing. So if you do the bedikas chametz in advance of leil arbaasar, you're not a fulfillment of the mitzvah tashbisa. You're doing the bedikah for Rashi and Tosis reasons, not to violate by your rabbi, not to violate achile. But that's like traboring the flesh, that's like salting the flesh and so on, that no bracha is required. Only if you do the bedikah on Leil Yudalit, then you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah tashbis, because that's Yom Yudalit. The only thing is, it's not exactly Yom Yudalit. The question is, when does the mitzvah sesef tashbis begin? The kiyum essay. The pashtus is then in the pasuk of Achbi Yamarishin Tashbisu, there's an iser essay and a kiyum essay. They're two different things. A KMS is in Marshall, there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to like film. So a mitzvah says it, to put on film, to say Kriyashma every day. If a person had a sandwich, a mitzvah has in the Torah that he should bench Birchas HaMazon. Then there's an Isser essay, it's a different thing. The Pasuk, the Rav always used to give the Marshall, Kol Tzipa Tohara Techel. The Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that one of the mitzvahs is Kol Tzipa Tohara Techel. What is a mitzvah says it, to have a chicken every day? What if the person is a vegetarian, he doesn't enjoy eating chicken? So Korban Pesach, he has no prayer. I think Korban Pesach whether he likes it or not. But he's not mechuyav to eat chicken every day. I shteita ha mitzvah kol tzipa torah techelu. So the answer is that's not a mitzvah essay. That's an iser essay. It's a lav abo mechlal essay. It means if you lead a non-kosher bird, you'll be over on the iser essay. But it's not that it's a kiyum essay. See, sometimes it says in the Chumash something, the Rambam counts lishchot behem achai v'yoyif as a mitzvah essay. So the Rabbi asks, what kind of an essay is it? The most he can say is it's an iser essay. So the pashtus is an achanami. That's all the Rambam meant to say. It's an iser essay. If you eat flesh, nish gishach ben hay, you eat the einu zvuchos, you'll be over on the iser essay of zavachta kasher tzivisil, zavachta v'achalta. But he doesn't mean to say that it's a kiyum essay. It's the kesef mishnah. on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, took the Ravid's Kasha, the Rambam asks, it's going to be the very beginning to have it. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam lists off all the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Nera HaSogas HaRavid on the Minyan HaMitzvahs also. So the Ravid is Masik on the fact that the Rambam counted Shchita as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, one of the Ramach Mitzvahs. So the Ravid asks, what kind of a Mitzvah says? What is a Mitzvah? The Shech? The Shechit is Mekayim so many Mitzvahs. The Shech says, a job, like every job, what's a job? He says a bracha is habsalpidin, something is chal, but he's not doing a mitzvah. The rabbi says the maximum mitzvah is Allah b'mochlal aseh. So the Tes Mishnah gets all nervous and he says no. He puts up his duke, says no. The Rambam disagrees with the rabbi. So the rabbi said, who says the Rambam disagrees with the rabbi? Mask him. It's an iser essay. Who said that the Rambam holds that it's a kiyum essay? The Tes Mishnah says no. The Rambam holds that it's a kiyum essay. Whoever is interested in eating flesh has a mitzvah to shech the behemah or the chay or the yoif in advance. There's up that the Rambam meant that as the mitzvah says it, just like the Rambam writes Kol Tzipa Torah Techelu in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and all he meant to say was that it's an Iser Esei. So the same over here by Lishchot. Lishchot is not a Kiyum Esei, it's an Iser Esei. So sometimes you have a Pasuk. No, but we don't have a Pasuk at all there. There's no Pasuk about Tereibring the flesh. It's only a Lois Esei. He only counts mitzvahs that appear in the Chumash. So he counts, you're not permitted to eat chelev, you're not permitted to eat gidal nosh, you're not permitted to eat dal. That he counts as a lois hesed. Okay, that's a question. Why didn't the Rambam count that? Okay, that's a good kasha. Why didn't the Rambam count that either as a kiyum hesed or as an iser hesed, something? So good kasha.
Does the same mitzvah boy as a mishulchah bashrita? Usually you say by mitzvah, you say mitzvah.
According to the Kesem Mishnah, it's possible. Let's say a person is interested in eating chicken and he knows how to shech. So l'chatchil he should shech himself rather than give it over to a sheichet, to someone else. Mashenikin, according to the way the Rabbi, the way Rav Soloveitchik learned, even the Rambam never meant it. It's only an Iser Esei, it's not a Kiyum Esei. So why should you say mitzvah by Yosef Mishloch, right? That'll be an afkamin ledim. Right. So the Pashtus is you have different kinds of essay. Sometimes you have an Iser essay, sometimes you have a Kiyum essay. What's with the essay of Tashbisa? What's the nature of this essay? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Pashtus is that it's both. Here you have an unusual, it's like an androgynous. Usually an essay, a tefillin, tzitzis, is a Kiyum essay. And Kol Tzipa Torah Techila is only an Iser essay. And here it's both, a Kiyum essay and an Iser essay. The after Chatzois, Ach B'Yamarishim Tashbisu. Yamarishim means Erev Pesach, so on the one hand, it's an Iser Esei, you're not permitted to eat chomets on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You have to dispose of the chomets in a fashion that's considered destruction. If you're going to eat it, so that's not the goif and shal hashbasa. That's what Tosis says, Pshat. The Balamor has the line that some people always quote, Ein lucha hashbasa gdoyle mizu. When you eat the chomets on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbis. Ein lucha hashbasa gdoyle mizu. But Taisus on Chav Chesam and Bay says not so. No, that it's Muva Me'elev, it's understood. When the Torah says Tashbisa means Shaloka Derachanu Asa, you have to dispose of it, you have to destroy the chametz. If you're eating it, so that's not called, you're sitting and eating cookies. So that's not called destroying the cookies, disposing of the cookies. So the Pashtus says that there's an Iser essay to eat chametz and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and then there's a Kiyum essay in destroying the chametz. When is the Zman of the Kiyum essay? The Zman of the Iser Esei is Erev Pesach after Chatzos. When is the Zman of the Kiyum Esei? So that's a Machloikis Rashi and Taisus in the first period. Taisus Shita, the Rabbi Natam Shita and Taisus says that the Zman of the Kiyum Esei is also after Chatzos. That you were only Yotze the Mitzvah of Tashbisu if you burn the Chometz after Chatzos. If you're going to burn it in the morning, then you're not Yotze. The Tosis is on Yud Beis and Beis. After Chatzos. After Chatzos. Tosis says if you're going to burn the chametz before Chatzos, you're not going to say the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Achilek. Achilek means that this whole pasuk of Tashbisu begins only after Chatzos. The Yisr Esei with the Kiyum Esei, everything begins after. That's what Tosis quotes. Emasai, Shaloi Bizman Diura. There's a Tosis that they quote Rashi. And they have kashis against Rashi, not such my ridiculous kash. And then before Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says fakir from Rashi, the second half of Taisus. Before Rabbeinu Tam, Shloim b'shas b'yohainu achashesh, and Taisus says you learn out from Noisa that the ikem mitzvahs b'yir chometz is after Chatzos. In fact, the Rav pointed out the Mordechai quotes. There's a pirush. One of the Balei Taisus wrote a pirush on the Elokei Haruchos. When you say Elokei Ruchas on Shabbos HaGodol, things that pivot for Shabbos HaGodol. Elokei Ruchas. So the, in the Sefer Or HaZeruah, he has long, Or HaZeruah has long pages. He has, I think, four long pages, tiny oisius, a Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa, some city in France. Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa has a long commentary on this piyut that the Balei HaTesis all said, Elokei Ruchas. It gives you line by line what everything is all alluding to. Halach is Gemaras and Mishnayis and Mechiltas and Yerushalmis and everything. So he has a long commentary. So the Mordechai quotes from this Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa. Where is it? Quotes us, this Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa quotes that there was one of the Balei HaTesis who would... Everybody burns the chametz in the morning. Nobody burns the chametz after chatzais. The Mishnah says, "Sor from tchilah sheish." So you don't burn after chatzais. After chatzais would be tchilah sheva. So he quotes, "Yeah, avad you burn all the chametz before chatzais, but this balatesis would leave over a kezayis to burn it after chatzais to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. That all of the burning of the chametz that you do before chatzais, you're not yotze the din deraisa. The din deraisa only begins after chatzais." Where was that? I just saw it before. Here it is on page 98. If you have a Mordechai in the end, it's page Chof Ches. It's the first page in the Mordechai. The Rif ends on Daf Chof Ches. And the first page in the Mordechai is page 98, the top of the second column on the fourth line. Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa Omar. That's in his Pirush. Everything from Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaisa is in the Pirush on the Lakeh Ruchas and the Yozaruah. He quotes all the time from the Yozaruah. Mordechai Kesedah quotes from Yozaruah. He said, "Rabbi Shmuel Falaiza writes, 'Shamaiti al Aribi Reb Avram, one of the Balei HaTesis, show you Rogel, lahashes prusa achas milasorfa atchila shor zayin, kedei lekayim bir chometz bizmani kiri pirush Rabbeinu Tam.'" Like the Rabbeinu Tam says that we just said before in that Tesis, where with Daf Yud Beis and Beis or wherever it was there, against Rashi, that the zman of the kiyum haMitzvah, the zman deraisa of the kiyum haMitzvah Tashbisu, is dafke after chatzos. No, that's what his shita was. The Kesef Mishnah also has such a possibility. Kesef Mishnah is Mesupik in Hilchas Chometz Amatzah. He's Mesupik regarding the Lashon HaMishnah. When it says V'sarfim B'tchila Sheish, it's the last Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph. In the last few lines in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Chometz Amatzah. When the Mishnah has the Melitza, the Lashon V'sarfim B'tchila Sheish, what does that mean? That you burn the chametz after Shor Shishis enters, because midirabbanon they were goyzer odem toye b'shor achas, so they were goyzer that you treat it as if chatzais begins from 11 o'clock. Chatzais is really at 12 o'clock, and midirabbanon they were goyzer you should treat 11 o'clock as if it's chatzais. So since midirabbanon chatzais has come already at 11 o'clock, so you can fulfill and midatoyer with this man for destroying the chametz is after 12 o'clock. He goes also with the rabbeinu tam. His man for destroying the chametz is all the Balei HaTesis is held not like Rashi. His man of the Tashbisu, his man of the Kiyum Esi is after Chatzos, but Midrabbanon Chatzos is 11 o'clock. So Tzor from Mitchil HaSheish is to be taken literally. You shouldn't burn the chametz after the first minyan, after the second minyan, at 10 o'clock. No, you have to wait till 1 minute after 11, after Shor Shishis enters, and then you burn. If you're going to burn the chametz too early, you won't be here to the mitzvah. And then he says, he's not so sure, maybe that's not what it means, maybe it's a melitza. The Sefer Mitchil HaSheish really means b'soif chomesh. Maybe you shouldn't take it so literally that you have to wait till Mitchil HaSheish to burn the chametz. Maybe it means like we do, like you burn the chametz earlier. So you have a few shitas here. The Rabbeinu Tam shita in the Tesis, and the Mordechai quotes this, and the Kes Mishnah HaZadeya, is that both the zmana, both the Iser Essay and the Kiyum Essay, is dafke after chatzos, menatoyim. So Tosfos later, that's the kasha, how can it be? So that's what the Mordechai Tain is, how can you do that? The Mordechai Tain is, what did he do? He's saving over Kazais of Chametz to burn after Chatzais, but it's going to be over on Tashbisu. So the answer is with the Tosfos later. Tosfos L'shitasim is protected. Tosfos writes on the last line in Chof Tesam Abeis. There's a famous line, Nishagas Aryeh, he doesn't like this Tosfos. So he pours out all of his kas on this Tosfos. So he made this Tosfos famous. The last line Tosfos says that there's a din about Yura Bai Matzah. If you own chametz on Pesach, you're in violation of the Easter by Yura Bai Matzah. What if I have chametz in my possession and daiti levaroi, daiti lusorfa, I plan to burn it? it takes me a minute. I have to go get a match, and I have to go get a little fuel, and I have to put it together. I'm not going to burn it in the middle of the rug. I'm not going to burn down the whole house. So if it's daita levara, so then there are, the Tosa says on the last line that there's no dinner by your rabbi matzah. The last four lines. Mikan mochiach ri. That's on chav tes on the base. The last four lines. Mikan mochiach ri. Even on pesach he holds. So koshkin on er pesach. Mikan mochiach ri. He has a right from the gemara. He has a whole list of kashes. And the answer is shamash echomitz b'pesach b'daita levara. Ain't all the boys who shehir. You're not even by your rabbi matzah. And who adinami on er pesach. You're not over on the Easter essay of Tashbisu. If you own chometz, if it's daita levara, he plans to burn it as soon as possible. So that's the Shita's Balei HaTosis. But Rashi holds not so. Rashi Shita, the Tosis came to disagree with that Rashi. Rashi Shita is that Achilek means that you split the day in half. That's the Rashi on Yud Beis and Beis. Rashi Shita, Achilek, you split the day in half. The second half of the day, after Chatzos, is the Zman of the Iser Esay of Tashbisu, when you're not allowed to eat it, when not there. And the first half of the day is the Zman of the Kiyum Esay. The Mitzvah Esay, the Berna Chometz, is before Chatzos. That's the correct Zman. But the Pashtus says that there's no Mitzvah Esay to burn the Chometz at night, Leil Yudalek, then there's not yet a Mitzvah of Tashbisu. L'chayr, min atayr. The mitzvah is only ach bayom arishin bayom below balayla, and the yom we divide in half. We say achilek. What do you mean achilek? You split the day in half. So you say from sunrise, whatever, till sunset, you split it in half at the chatzos. So obviously you're just working with the day. So you say you divide it in half. The second half of the day from chatzos on is the zman of the yisur essay. The first half of that day is the zman of the kiyum essay. But the lechor minatur, there's no kiyum esay the night before. If you burn the chometz leil yudalek, it wouldn't be in fulfillment. Otherwise, if when you're making your achilek, so you should split the whole 24 hours in half and go from so you should say achilek split in half. From leil yudalek till alos hashachar is the first half. From alos hashachar till tzeis is the second half. So you don't say like that. Ach b'yom rishon, somehow the chacham understood yom means only the daytime of yudalek. He split that in half. But the Gemara said, that's why the Gemara affect Akasha. Why would the Chachamim misakim digas chometz leil yudalid? Must pick the misakim digas chometz in the morning of yudalid. Why they make a takana the night before yudalid? They wanted digas chometz to be the beginning of the mitzvah of biur. They made a bracha. Al biur chometz is the beginning of the mitzvah of tashbisu. So why did they make such a krumezach to make the Gemara ask? Why did they make such a krumezach to make digas chometz at night? At night is not too early. So the Gemara says, "B'shah shabriyad mitzuyim b'bateim, v'yor haner yofel lebedikam." Where's the Gemara? I forgot already. There's Talmud Nizdaf, no? The Gemara asks this question: why were the Chachamim misakin so early? On Dalet Amud Aleph, right in the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks, why would they misak medigas chametz v'nivdek mitzafro nun sabi beirik in the morning? Enough. Well, what are you doing the night before? The night before you won't be yaitzeh the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok b'shosh b'nadim tzumim b'atem b'yoranei yofel b'dikin. So the Rabbanon, they had a reason why they wanted the b'dikah to be l'yoranei. And they wanted it to be dafka balaylo and not bayom. So because of that, and they wanted to institute b'dikas chametz as the haschola of the mitzvah of tashbisu. So midirabbanon they instituted l'chare even though min atayre the mitzvah says say this man of the kiyum esay of tashbisu is only the first half of the day achilik, the first half of the day of yudalid. But midirabbanon they're misaking that leil yudalid is also part of this man of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. This is all what the Rav pointed out. So the Rav pointed out that Rambam has a chiddush din. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah that the Chachamim are misakin, it should be Beirik Chametz, that same place, the beginning of Perik Beis. Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, Medivrei Sari from Lachapas HaChametz to check, to look. Shebeitkim, you have to do the B'dik at the beginning of Leil Yudalit. And then he says, after you finish the bedikas chametz, you have to put away the chametz that you plan to eat to make sure that it doesn't get lost. And what if you decide that you want to burn the chametz, leil yudalid? You don't plan to eat any Wheaties for breakfast. Not going to eat a sandwich the next morning. So the Rambam says, if you want to burn the chametz, leil yudalid, after you finish the bedikah, it's okay. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that that's only after the chachamim made the takana that bedikas chametz is the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu. So they were magdim this man of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu. And I tell you, the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisu only begins Achilik Baboyka in the morning of Yudalid. But once when the Rabbanon, they moved it up to Leil Yudalid for Harai, that you can begin the Bedikah, and they wanted the Bedikah to be the Haschal. So if you want, you can burn the Chametz also on Leil Yudalid. If you want, you can leave out the Chametz and burn it tomorrow morning. Fine. So the question is, how far back did they move the mitzvah of Tashbisa? Only Orli Yudalit. What happens when Er Pesach falls out on Shabbos? So when you do the bedikah on Thursday night, that's only a bedikah in order to avoid violation of Bal Yorah by Motzei. That's like a bedikah mukdemis. If in a normal year someone's going to do a bedikah or Liyud Gimel or earlier, you don't say a bracha, because that's only he's not the fulfillment of a mitzvah essay. He's only doing the bedikah in order to avoid violation of the lois essay, not to violate by Yorah by Matzah, not to violate Yisrachila, the Rashi and the Tosis. But the bedikah mukdemis is not done in fulfillment of the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu. It's like reading the Megillah today. It's like driving the Seder blowing shofar today. It's the wrong day. So the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Bayom Arish Tashbisu. So the question is, how come this year we say a bracha on the bedikas chametz? Right. The halach is that you say a bracha. So the question is why. So behechreach, you have to answer that the chachamim, maybe mit the rabbon, maybe mit the Torah, I don't know. Behechreach, they said, since Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so you won't be able to. The normal way to destroy the chametz is b'sreifa. And even if you hold hash b'sasa b'choldov, or still the Rambam talks about burning the chametz. That's the normal way. So the chachamim, either mit the rabbon, or maybe even mit the Torah, since the normal way to destroy the chametz is going to involve a malach, and you can't do this on Shabbos, so the zman of the mitzvah seseh of Tashbisu is mugdom, maybe even mit the Torah. The zman of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is mugdom, so when you do the bedikas chametz this year on Or Yud Gimel, this is not only for the purpose of avoiding violation of the yisurim. No, you say a bracha. That's the beginning of the kiyum. That's the beginning of the zman of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's the impression that one gets. Yeah, you have to say the bitl on Shabbos morning. Yeah, okay. That's the Lashon HaRambam. That's where the Rambam started off Perek Beis. He writes Mitzvah Seseh Min HaTorah L'Hash B'Schametz, and he doesn't say B'Yom Yudalit. No, Mitzvah Seseh L'Hash B'Schametz Koidim Zman Yisr Achilosai Shenema Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu. And the Gemara says the word Rishon means Mukdom. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Sefer Iyov, HaRishon LaAdam Tivolet. Were you there before Adam HaRishon came around? So the Gemara says the word Rishon means Mukdom. So when it says Ach V'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, it means you should burn the chametz, you should destroy the chametz in advance of Pesach. How far in advance? So on a normal year, you destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. And with the Rabbanon, the Bizman begins the night before Yudalit. And on Erev Pesach, Cholis B'Shabbos, the Zman HaMukdom is Mukdom a day earlier. Mikra Din. It's Mukdom a day. That's why you say Bracha this year.
Now that we're eating, now we can go into the Rabbinic time. If you're eating Shabbos chametz, because we're still having the little meal, so that's a chil and beheter. So is it better that we have this year chametz by eating it?
Taisa says later that eating chametz is never a Tashbisu. That's how Taisa writes on Chof Chesam Beis. That the word Tashbisu has a connotation of Hashbasa, Shalai Gedera Chachilas.
And flushing down whatever you remain, like every Shabbos,
flushing down on Shabbos morning. Yeah, that's a Kima of Tashbisu. That's a Kima of Tashbisu, yeah. The Rav pointed out the Rambam has a unique sheet. It's not quoted Shulchan. The Rambam has a unique sheet about destroying the chametz on Shabbos. A different story. I think you have this idea, such a similar idea, could even be on the level of the Reis and other Rishonim also. There's a famous Shitas Rashi regarding the Zman of Afiyas HaMatzah. The Gemara has in the end of the Masechta on Kuf Chof on the base, the Gemara says that there's a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when is the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach Min HaTorah? We know that the Mishnah says you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, by midnight. So there's a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether that's a Din Derais or Din Derabban. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and there's a Hekish between Achilas Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah. Hamatzah Semirayim Yochluhu, you should eat the Korban Pesach together with Matzah Mor. So if you hold, the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's the last six lines on the daf. Omar Rava, Ochal, that's on Kuf Chof on the base. Omar Rava, last seven, eight lines. Ochal Matzah Bizman Azeh Achachat Sois, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lo Yotzei Dechai Vosei. If you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the din of Chatzois Halayla is a din deraisa, that you cannot eat Korban Pesach after Chatzois, then you must finish eating the Afikoyim and you have to finish the whole Matzah, Leil Pesach before Chatzois. Because there's a hekish, iskish matzah le Pesach, the Gemara says. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that the whole din that you have to finish Korban Pesach by Chatzos HaLayla, it's only with the Rabbanon, if you allow him to eat after Chatzos, he may eat after Alos HaShachar, and it's still pitch black, and he won't realize it, it's after Alos HaShachar, b'chayv koris, for eating noisar. So they made Gzera the Rabbanon, not allowing him even to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, lest he'll make a mistake. They didn't have watches. So everything was guessing. How does he know? You've got to know exactly when Chatzos is, when Alos HaShachar is. So they prohibited Midirabbanon. According to Rabbi Akiva, they prohibited Midirabbanon. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos. The Gemara said, if you hold that, it's only Midirabbanon, then it only applies to Korban Pesach. They didn't have to make a Gzeruf Hamatz. There's not going to be any Koris, there's not going to be any Noisar. So there's no problem with Chatzos alive. Sure. So what's with that Hekish? There's a Hekish between Matzah and Korban Pesach with respect to this man. So the whole Hekish is only feasible according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that this is man of Chatzos, that's Minatar. According to Rabbi Akiva, the whole din of Chatzos is only Midirabbanon, so there's no Hekish. So there is no Hekish. So that's what the Yerzeruah and other Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi. We don't have it. Rashi and the Masechta, we don't have it. But the other Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi that the Hekish does apply Minatara with respect to this man, Afiyas HaMatz. So just like you have to Shech the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, that's a Din D'Oraisa. So Beinu Abayim, you have to Shech the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, so too. And if you didn't Shech it after Chatzos, you can't be Yotze. Shech the Korban Pesach day before, in the morning of Yudal, you won't be Yotze with that. So too, if you baked your matzahs before Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you're not Yotze with these matzahs. You're only Yotze with the matzahs that were baked after Chatzos. That's what Rashi holds. And all of the Rishonim ask against Rashi, it's against an often a Mishnah. But the Mishnah, most of the Rishonim hold against Rashi. Most of the Rishonim hold against. There's a Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where it says, the last two lines in the Mishnah, Chalas Toida Rikike Nozir. A Korban Toida, you bring 40 Chalas, 10 Achomet and 30 Amatzah. And a Nozir also brings Matzah. So the Mishnah says, what about those matzahs? Those matzahs were made l'shem korban. Can you use those matzahs? Can you use those matzahs for the mitzvah of matzah and leil pesach? Can you kill two birds with one stone? Can you be yotzei two mitzvahs with the same matzah? He baked the matzah l'shem chalas toda v'kikei nozer. Obviously, he baked the l'shem matzahs mitzvah also l'shem pesach, because the matzahs have to be baked l'shmo. So he baked it both l'shmo. So he has in mind that these matzahs should serve both for the purpose of matzahs mitzvah. So the Mishnah says that sometimes you're yotze, sometimes not. The din is that you're not yotze. The Gemara explains what it means. Sometimes yotze means that you didn't really bake it l'shem korban. But whenever you really bake the l'shem korban, then it's a stir in the l'shma. This is a tie to the sasa in this l'shma. That's what the Mishnah has. What if you have matzah shel maisa sheni? So matzah maisa sheni, it says in the Chumash la'achal to be yotzei menem. You're not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni when one is in a state of aninus. And Matzah's mitzvah is called Lechem Oini, even though Lechem Oini is spelled with an ayin. But Yidarshin, one Tana holds that Yidarshin is if it were written with an aleph. So you're only Yotze Matzah's mitzvah on Pesach night if it's Matzah Hanachelus Ba'aninus. If you want to be Yotze Matzah's mitzvah with Maisa Sheni, Dike Matzah, so it's Ein Anechel Ba'aninus, so that's a Tarte Disaster. You can't take Maisa Sheni grain. The farmer has a bushel of Maisa Sheni. He's going to take it to Yerushalayim. And what is he going to do with Maisa Sheni? Eat it. So let's say it's Erev Pesach, so he'll bake matzahs, and he'll want those matzahs to be good for matzahs mitzvah. So one Tana holds that that's a tarit to this asri. You cannot, it is Ma'aseh Sheni already, you cannot superimpose a Chal Hashem Lishmo. Lishmo of matzah means I made a chepta matzah. What do you mean? It's a tarit to this asri, they can't live together in peace and harmony. So Nishkin Shidach over here, this is, has to be Nechol Baninus, and this is not Nechol Baninus. It can't be just like the Chalas Tadiri Kike Nozer is a tarit to this asri, the Mishnah says. It can't be. It can't be together. Yeah, Lord Chalta be the man of the Ma'aseh Sheni, not allowed to eat Baninus. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, no, he doesn't darshan Nechol Baninus, he doesn't hold like that. Or the Marshal, the Mishnah says on Lamed Hamad Aleph that you are Yotzei with Truma. If I gave a bushel of grain to the Kohen, that was Truma, and the Kohen takes it, and he bakes matzahs out of it, so the Mishnah says that it can be Yotzei matzah with the such thing. The Marshal says, why not? Pshita, the Marshal says, Ma'od detain, it's a tarta de sasri, and just like you have Chalas Toyd, we kick in Oza. I would have thought of an idea, maybe it's a tarta de sasri. The Marshal says, Kamash, well, there's no pasuk, so you don't have to invent. That's what the Gemara says. I might have thought that maybe it's also a tarta disaster. Kamash malon or not. So the halacha says that you have to bake matzah lishmo. Sometimes you have tarta disasters and lishmo, it's no good. So this special halashem of afiyas hamatzah, special dinim. It's not stam. The Gemara says if a goy baked the matzah, so it's no good. They have nothing against some of our best friends are nokrin. But still, it's no good, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, betzekis that were made by the nokrin. And your marker, you can tell that it's matzah, it's not chomets. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Odom malik reis mehem. Ugalat sheyochel kezayis matzah b'achreina. You have to make sure that you eat kezayis matzah. You're not yetzer with what the Nachri made, because it wasn't made lishmo. The Nachri is not a mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah, so he's not a bar hochia making lishmo. The halacha requires it has to be made lishmo. The Rambam writes when the Rambam quotes the din of shmura matzah from Daf Mem. The Rambam quotes the din of shmura matzah. So he writes that the idea of having shmura is shima mechimitz. Is to make sure that it didn't become chomets. The Rambam never writes the din that you need asiyah lishma, even though he never spells it out. But it's in between the lines. It's obvious that the Rambam holds, the Mishnah holds from the din. If there's no din of lishma, so what's wrong with chalas toydi rikikei nozir? What's wrong with ma'aseh sheni? Obviously, the pshat is that you need asiyah lishma, and this lishma is a tie to this asri with that. What kind of lishma? How can you call this a matzah shal mitzvah if it's for a different mitzvah, which is so different in constant and different directions? So it's from the whole Gemara, it's muchach that there's clearly a din of lishma. The Rambam holds that there's an additional din in addition to being in addition to requiring asiyah lishma. There's another din that you have to have shima mechim. It's in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the poskim, the nafkamina ledina. Let's say if you'll have a nochri baking the matzahs, and Yisrael will be supervising and watching, and he'll declare that everything is done l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So the actual afiyas hamatzah that is telfim, the fact that Yisrael is Zaymer al Gabov, and he's saying, we're doing it l'shmo. I mean, you're doing it, but the Nochri is doing the afiyas hamatzah. But what about the harvesting? What if, let's say, the Nochri will harvest the grain and put it in the sacks, and take the sacks and put them away in the silo, and he'll grind up the grain, and he'll put the flour into the bin, and everything, all. To watch Shalai Achmed, so there shouldn't be Kalchametz. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pre-Chodesh. If the Nochri will do all of those malachas, and Yisrael, Omer Agabov, is good. As long as the Yid is watching, the Mashgiach is watching, when the Nochri takes care of all the pulas. When do we require that the actual Asiyah should be done by the Yisrael? That's the actual Asiyah Samatzim, Mishas Nesina Samayim. So then we wouldn't allow the Nochri to do it and have the Yisrael. We can allow it. You can allow it, but it won't be kosher for the mitzvah matzah. Because there, in addition, it won't be chametz, it'll be shmura matzah, it'll be shmura, but it won't be asiyah lishma. There are two dinim according to the Rambam. The Rambam didn't spell it out well. The Rambam didn't write it clearly, but in between the lines in the Rambam, you see clearly that there is a din of asiyah lishma. It's not that it's a chakira, whether the din of shmura matzah, shmura means asiyah lishma, or shmura means shima mechimitz. No, the Rambam holds that there are two dinim, they're both dinim. But this nafkamina, which pulas can be done by the Nachar with the Yisrael and Al Gabov, which pulas must be done dafke by the Yisrael. Right, that's what the Rishonim point out. If women were not mechuyev in achilas matzah, then they wouldn't be able to create lishma either, like a nochri who's not mechuyev, whoever is ainu b'toyves cannot create lishma. But the Gemara has a pasuk that even no matzahs is mangromo kol sheyesh them about the chochameitz, yesh them mikum achol matzah. So women are just as obligated as men in eating the matzah. Yeah, that's where's that? The Gemara kol sheyesh them about the chochameitz yesh them mikum achol matzah. So therefore, here it is on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So just like women, since women are just as mechuyev as men in eating the matzah, so the woman is yeshna b'toyra, so she can create the shema. She can create the shema. So getting back again, so Rashi's opinion is, Rashi holds a din d'oraisa like that, that you're not yoytze matzah unless it was baked erev Pesach after Chatzos. The hakeshe from Dab Kufchot on the base is not only according to Rabbi Lozman Azar, it's Bein L'Rabbi Akiva, Bein L'Rabbi Lozman Azar. The Hekish, as far as the Zman of the Matzah being the same as the Zman of the Chomei, being the same as the Zman of the Korban Pesach, they're both masking, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman Azar, they're both masking that the Zman is the same with respect to the Asiyas HaMatzah and the Asiyas HaPesach. You have to bake the Matzah during the same Zman, after Chatzos, and every Pesach during the same Zman, that you shech the Korban Pesach. The only machlokes of Akiva Rabbi Lozman Azar, how far do you go with the Hekesh? Rabbi Lozman Azar goes even with respect to the Zman Achila, that you cannot eat matzah after Chatzos HaLaila, just like you cannot eat Korban Pesach, you cannot fulfill Korban Pesach after Chatzos HaLaila, so you cannot fulfill the mitzvah matzah after Chatzos HaLaila. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not true. He says, the whole din of Chatzos HaLaila is only mid the Rabbanon, mid Atar, there is no such thing, so that's not included in the Hekesh. But that there's a hekesh on the zman, Rashi says that's muskum l'choladeh. That's Rashi Shita. And all the Rishonim quote, the Mishnah is a tiyufta against Rashi. Mishnah talks about chalas toide rikike nozir. This Mishnah, Laman Heomer Aleph, the last three lines. When did they bake the chalas toide rikike nozir? Erev Pesach after Chatzos. They bake in chalas toide. Chalas toide, you have to have 10 chomets and 30 matzah. What is he baking chalas toide, erev Pesach after Chatzos? What, he really thinks he's going to bring a korban toide today? It says in the Gemara, Emevim Taida Biyud Dalit, because you may be kachim lebeis hatzul. We don't say Mizma l'soid on Erev Pesach. You can't bring a korban toida on Chalamoid Pesach. A Chalamoid Sukkis, a Chalamoid Shavuos, if there would have been such a thing. A Chalamoid Sukkis, you can bring a korban toida. There's a Rambam talks about the same Galaviyov and davening a Chalamoid Shavuos. So everybody asks, well, what is he talking about? There is no Chalamoid Shavuos. So Rambam like that in the Sfira, in the Nusach HaTfilah, he writes. On Chalamot Sukkot, the Gemara says he can bring a carbon tide. On Chalamot Pesach, he can't bring a carbon tide because it has chomets. Not only Chalamot Pesach, not on Erev Pesach, he can't bring a carbon tide because he won't be able to bring, he won't be able to eat the chomets dikapad after Chatzos. So you may be caught from a base of soul. So he cannot bring a carbon tide on Erev Pesach. So what do you mean he's baking Chalas Tide on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Obviously, he baked it last week and he put it in the freezer. He didn't. He baked it l'shem chalas toida. He didn't bring the carbon. They used to have bake shops in Yerushalayim. They baked chalas toida. Whoever wants to buy it, the Mishnah has. Whoever wants to buy it, so you'll be magdashid. When you buy it, you'll be magdashid. I wasn't magdashid yet. When he'll buy it l'shem carbon, he'll be magdashid, and then he'll bring it. That's what the Mishnah talks about. So obviously it was baked way before Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's what they say. It's a tiyufta against Rashi from the Mishnah. How can Rashi say such a thing? I'll call upon him. That's what Rashi writes. That's Rashi's opinion. And they quote that the Balei HaTosfos used to be nizar for Rashi Shita to always be medactic to bake the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Rishonim ask him, what did they do, pray tell, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? So half of the Rishonim say, no kasha, he baked the matzah Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. How does that answer anything? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, that's not the zman of Shechita HaPesach. Huh? That's not the Zman Shechita HaPesach. What kind of an answer is that? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos.
Kishar Shonim.
Huh?
Kishar
Shonim. What do you mean Kishar Shonim?
Just like the coverage of us after Chatzos. The time to make the
mass
would be after
Chatzos. So it sounds, these Rishonim sound like they're saying along the lines of this Rambam. Some Rishonim insist, some Balei HaTosfos insist that you must bake it on Leil Pesach. Some insist that you must bake on Leil Pesach, and they write, there's a little sefer called Sefer HaParnos. There's a Pardes by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, then there's a little tiny sefer. That's called Sefer HaParnos, also by one of the Talmidim of Rashi. So he writes the way the Balei HaTosfos were very medakdek to bake the matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And when it was Erev Pesach, Shkoli is B'Shabbos, they would be medactic to bake the matzahs on Leil Yontif, and Leil, on Matzoi Shabbos, Leil Yontif. And the Catholics were very frumic Catholics. The Jews didn't have their own bakeries, so they had it baked by the Catholics. The Catholics were very frum, so they wouldn't allow them to bake on Sunday, and some of them were so Moisiv Machol Al HaKodesh, they wouldn't allow the Jews to use their bakery on Leil Matzoi Shabbos, Shein Erev Sunday. And then the Balei HaTorah write, Afil Aidei Sheichat. They wanted to bribe the Catholics in Nishke Hofen Ken Sheichat. So in one community, they would sneak in, they would get one guy with Sheichat, Harbi Sheichat, they would bribe one guy. He wasn't so frum, so he would let them bake in his bakery. So they had to go online to bake. So some of them didn't begin to bake the matzah till after Chatzos. They didn't start to say there, they didn't say Kiddush till 1 o'clock at night. Because they held that if you don't bake the matzah b'Leil Pesach, you're not yotze. And others held no, that since the Gemara says according to Rav Lozman and Azariah, you're not yotze the matzah if you eat it after Chatzos, and there's a machlekes in Tosis whether you pass like Rav Lozman and Azariah, pass like Rabbi Akiva. So those who held the halachas like Rav Lozman and Azariah, so they're not going to get anywhere. What are they going to bake the matzah at 11:30 at night? They're going to say Kiddush at 12 o'clock. So they were makel, and they followed the other sheet that they baked the matzah on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. And those who held the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, you can begin the Seder after Chatzos, Nishgeferlach. So they were machmir, and they baked the matzah Leil HaSeder. So what does this shita mean? What do you mean you bake the matzah Erev Shabbos after Chatzos? What do you gain by baking matzah? That's man shchitas haPesach. So I thought perhaps these Rishonim hold that that's the definition of the din deraisa. Just like it could be that the din of zman of tashbisu changes min haTorah, not just min derabban. Halacha lemaisa zman of tashbisu changes min derabban. We say a bracha on bedikas chametz leil yud gimel. Normally we wouldn't say a bracha because the bedika would only be to prevent us from violating an issa. It wouldn't be a bedikah to fulfill a mitzvah. And this year, the bedikah on Leil Yudalit, at least midirabbanan, is fulfillment of the mitzvah. So it could be then a level of the raisa also. Yom Yud Gimel, this year, is like Yom Yudalit on a normal year. The Balamor has such a lotion. The Balamor writes, the last hour before Lichtenshin, this year, Shoah Shteimesrei, the Erev Shabbos, the last hour before Lichtenshin on Erev Shabbos is Kishor Shishis B'Shar Shonim. It's Kishor Chamishis, means the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to destroy the Chametz in preparation for Pesach. When to destroy the Chametz preparation? Purim, 2 weeks before. No, soon before. So when is soon before? So on a normal year, soon before is the morning. It's the morning of Yudalit, and now that it's Erev Pesach Chol is B'Shabbos, so the Balmor writes a lashon. It could be it only means Midirabbanan, but it could be he means Minatera. That Shor Shteimesrei on Erev Shabbos, the hour before Lichtenshin, on Erev Shabbos, the end of the day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, is Kishor Chamishis B'Shar Shonim. That's the last zman, and the din Minatera is Ach Me Yamarishin Tashbis. So that's what the word Yamarishin means. Yamarishin means in advance of Yontif. So it could be that that's what it means according to Rashi, that you have to bake the matzahs. Erev Pesach after Chatzos means Samach liYontif, you have to bake the matzah. How Samach? We give you from Chatzos on. But if Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, so we give you half a day, the second half day of Erev Shabbos. From Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, that could be that's a din deraisa. It could be that that's what the Hekesh to Pesach means. The Hekesh to Pesach, the Zman of Shchitas HaPesach, is Yud Dalit, Acha Chatzos, it could be that that's what it means. It means the last possible time you should Shech the Korban Pesach, not the morning of Yud Dalit, not the day before, the last possible Zman. So the Torah tells you, the last possible Zman for Shchitas HaPesach is Yud Dalit after Chatzos. On a normal year that you can bake matzahs after Chatzos, so you should bake the matzahs also samach liyontif. If it's chali is b'shabbos and you can't, so you don't say you're potter from the mitzvah of matzah. I say the last normal zman to bake the matzahs would be erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Otherwise, you don't understand what the Rishonim are talking about. What were they medaktik to bake the matzahs erev Shabbos after Chatzos? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is nothing but nothing. No, It's another question. What do they eat? They could either eat chametz or eat something else. No, no, with respect to this din, that you have to bake the matzah samach liyontif, and you have to do the tashbisa samach liyontif. That's the whole uptight of Bayom HaRishon. Yom HaRishon doesn't mean you daven this. Yom HaRishon means that's why the Torah wrote it backwards.
Possible.
Why does it write such a deceiving lashon, such a misleading lashon? Ach be Yom HaRishon tashbisa. So, ach be Erev Yontif tashbisa. The answer is it's not always Erev Yontif.
No,
sometimes it's
possible.
The day before. Rishon means HaRishon Lodem Tivolet, VeHakdama LiYontif. That's the lashon, the way the Rambam formulates it. LaHashav Sachamet Kaidim Zman Yisrachi Lasa Shenema be Yom HaRishon tashbisa. You have such a similar din also. See, sometimes we have to define halachas very clearly. Sometimes the nature of the definition is a little bit vague. Like over here, it could be that that's the definition of the raisa. Yom HaRishon means samach liyontif, and that's the zman afias hamatzis samach liyontif. And sometimes samach liyontif means the day before erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Marshall, there's a this Rambam, there's a famous issue here in the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Rambam starts off Perek Beis Halacha Mitzvah Es Men Atar LaHashbis HaChametz. You have to get rid of all the chametz. And Mahi Hashbasa Hamur Batera. The Rambam asks Halacha Beis, how do you fulfill Tashbisu? So the Rambam writes a definition. So the Kes Mishnah quotes over here a lange Kes Mishnah, that they were in our editions of the Rambam at present, we don't have this text. But in the days of the Kes Mishnah, apparently this was a common reading in the Rambam, that he has the following reading. Mai hashbasa hamur bataru hu, how do you do it? Sheyosa hachometz hayodua lo mirshuso, sheini yodua yivatla beliba, v'yosa mosa ka'ofa. That chometz hayodua, you cannot say, kol chamir adika bishuso li batla b'lavetket. Bitl only works on chometz sheini yodua. If you're not sure, you don't know where it is, what it is, you don't know too much about it, then bitl will help men atarati. Mara says, with the rice of the bitl be almasagi, instead of doing bedike means if you don't know, if you have it, you don't have. But if I know I have a box of Wheaties over there, I know I have a roll on the table, so you're going to rely on bitl. So the girsa that we have in the Rambam is that it doesn't, the girsa, Kes Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, at a certain period of history, that was the girsa that had existed in all, and came out to all the manuscripts. He says, on a chometz yodua, bitl will not work. So all the nice said, Kelim asked, how can he say that? It's an often the Mishnah of Hakir. There's a Mishnah, Mem Tesam and Aleph, which the Rambam quotes La Locha. Mishnah has a case that a man is traveling on Erev Pesach to a Bris, he's going to Pidyanapen, to Achasana on Erev Pesach. Achasana on Erev Pesach. So it has a case in the Mishnah. A guy's traveling to go to Achasana on Erev Pesach, and then in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's already halfway there. 3/4 away there, then he realized, Givald, he left his chametz at home, he didn't burn the chametz. So do you require him that he has to drive all the way home in order to burn the chametz, so he's going to miss the chasana, he's going to miss the briz? Or should you say, again, let him be mevatel the chametz? So the Gemara says, no, where is he going? If he's going stam to business, going to business, so lose business, so go home and do the mitzvah with the rabbanon, destroy the chametz, don't rely on bitl. But if he's going to do a dvar mitzvah and you're going to tell him he has to go back home to destroy the chametz, not to rely on bitl, then he's going to lose the mitzvah. So b'mokah mitzvah, the chachamim didn't insist on destroying the chametz, so you can rely on the din deraisa. Mid deraisa, the bitl b'yal masagi, the Mishnah says, yivatl b'liboy. Let him be mevatl b'liboy. Men atar, that's all you ever have to do. But mid the rabbanon, they said, don't rely on bitl, do an actual destroying of the chametz. But if you're going to lose a mitzvah, the raisa, going in the chasana, or going to the bris milah, whatever, in order to fulfill the din the rabbanon. So then the Mishnah says you're allowed to rely on the din the raisa. So the Rambam quotes that din. So state b'feirish that there's such a thing as bitl chametz yodu. You have the chametz in front of your eyes. Or the Rambam also quotes when erev Pesach chol yis b'shabbes. That was the Rav's Rambam. The Rav gave a whole shiur about that in yeshiva. When erev Pesach chol yis b'shabbes, so the Rambam writes you get rid of all the chametz on erev Shabbos. You leave over a little bit of chametz, what you plan to eat, and then when you finish eating that chametz on Shabbos morning and you have leftovers, so what do? So you would ask us, we would say, flush it down the toilet, destroy it somehow. The Rambam says no, you have to put it aside, you should be mevatel it Shabbos in the morning before the Zman Iser Hanor. be mevatel it, then wait till Chol HaMoed, and then destroy it on Chol HaMoed, then burn on Chol HaMoed. So why doesn't he say you destroy it now? That if the Rambam would have passed Kenein B'yachom Mitzel of Yisreifo, the only way he can fulfill the mitzvah is by burning it, and on Shabbos obviously you're not allowed to burn it, so you understand why he says. But since he was mevatalit, so menaterah there's no ba'yiroi. But with the rabbanim you're not supposed to be lying on the people. But on Shabbos you have no choice. So you wait till Chol HaMoed. So the Shabbos, what do you mean Shabbos you have no choice? If the din would require the only way to fulfill the mitzvah, Tashbisa is b'sreifa, for statement that you have no choice. But the Rama paskas Tashbisa is b'chol dovor. So why not flush it down the toilet? So what does the Rama mean over here? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole pilpul. So he showed there's a Rashi in Beitzah. Rashi has a machlekes with Tosfos. What do you do when you have truma tmeya? Truma tayir is a mitzvah that the kohanim should eat. What do you do when you have truma tmeya? So the Gemara says in Bema Madlikim, Kishem she mitzvah lisrof es hakotchem she nitmeu, kach mitzvah lisrof es hatruma she nitmeu. Just like the Torah makes a mitzvah. If you have korbanos that became nifsal, pigal, noisa, tami, whatever it says, you have to burn it, so mitzvah men ha-Torah to burn it, kach, similarly, there's a mitzvah to burn truma she nitmeu. This is even misupik, and that's Gemara Bema Madlikim, maybe kishem she mitzvah lisrof kotchem she nitmeu, Kach mitzvah lisa truma shenitmus. Maybe it's a mitzvah men ha-Torah. The Loshana Gemara, the Loshana Brayse, Kishem Kach. Sounds like it's included in the same post. It sounds like it's on the same level. Adin deraisa. So he says, no, maybe it's only with the Rabbana. We're not too sure. Maybe it's a little bit lav dafke. Whatever it is, Rashi says in several places in the Gemara that this mitzvah to burn truma tmeya need not necessarily be fulfilled dafke by burning. If you dispose of it in some other form, it's also okay. And Rashi gives an example to feed it to the dogs. If you feed it to the dogs of a kohen, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs of a non-kohen. If you feed it to the animal of a kohen, so you've disposed of it, and you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they hold no. That's the shaila we have all the time. Let's say you mafresh challah. What do you do with the challah? You burn it. What if instead of burning it, you want to feed it to the dogs? If I'm not a kohen, I'm not allowed to feed it to my dogs. Well, I want to feed it to the kohen's dogs. Would that be permissible or not? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei in Hilchas Challah refers you to this machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi says that you're allowed to. You're allowed to dispose of the challah tmeya in any form of hashbasas of the cholder. Like the machlekes have here in the Rabbanan, whether bia chometz is only b'sreifa or hashbasas of the cholder. So the similar machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, regarding destroying truma tmeya. Rashi's shita is that you would be in the fulfillment of this din mistamad in the Rabbanan. Of disposing, of destroying the truma tmeya, however you destroy it, and Tosfos Shita does know that it has to be dafke b'sreifa, possibly minatir. So Rashi, so there's a Gemara beferish, there's a beferish Gemara where it says that you're not permitted to handle the truma tmeya on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's muktza. There's a Mishnah Beitza that says that truma tmeya, challah tmeya, is muktza on Yom Kippur because you just can't do anything with it. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, Bishleim, the way we hold that the only way to dispose of the truma tmeya is to burn it. So it's a malacha to burn it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to. But if you hold like Rashi that you can dispose of it by feeding it to a behemoth kohen, so Michael Behemoth is not muktze. So why does the Mishnah say that the truma tmeya or the challah tmeya is muktze? Feed it to the behemoth kohen. It's the Michael Behemoth. What's the problem? So Rashi bavarns the kasha. So Rashi says no. That even though you can fulfill the mitzvah of disposing of destroying the truma tmeya by feeding it to a behemah only on the weekdays, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Rachmana Achshavela Havaras and Malocha. The Aloha considers the destroying of the chum of the truma tmeya as a malocha, some kind of a malocha or another. So Tosfos says they never heard of it. What it doesn't fit into any of the Lama Tosfos malocha? What to feed food to an animal? Why should it be a malocha? Rashi, the Achrenim say Rashi means a malacha and the Rabbanon. Whatever. So Rashi Shita is that there is, because you're destroying. To feed an animal is not an aveira on Shabbos. That's not a malacha. But if you're feeding it for the purpose of destroying the truma tmeya, it's considered a form of destroying. So strange Rashi says they never heard of such a thing. So Rashi says that that's a malacha mistamim with the Rabbanon. The Achrenim say it means with the Rabbanon. So Ram Soloveitchik said that sounds to be what the Rambam writes over here. The Rambam writes an error, Pesach Chali is b'Shabbos. So you should be Beidik L'chametz on Leil Yud Gimel. And then you leave over the chametz that you plan to eat on Shabbos. And then on Shabbos in the morning, if you have a little chametz left over, he writes in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Gimel. There's a little chametz left over Shabbos morning, what do you do? So we would have said to grind it up and destroy it somehow without violating the malacha of Havara, without biur. The Ram says no, mavatlo, rely on the bitl, because mederais bitl bial masagi. It's only mederabanan that you shouldn't rely on bitl and you should destroy it. Here's the Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So he says mavatlo, the koyfal of sakliad mitzoy yontif harishoin. And then as soon as you make Havdolah, Mitzvah Yontif, when it comes Chalamoid, Mevaroid, then you have to destroy it immediately. You have to go straight away and destroy it. So the Rav asked, why doesn't the Rambam say you should destroy it now on Shabbos? There are other ways of destroying Chomet, not in violation of Havor. Like so that's Rashi. What the Rav thought, that the Rambam sounds like he holds like Rashi. Just like Rashi said with respect to Truma Temeo, that it's some kind of a Malacha, probably a Malacha Midirabbanon, to destroy anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rambam says it here with respect to the Chometz. So again, getting back to our topic, so you see the Farish from the Rambam over here, that you can be Mevatel Chometz are sitting in front of you, you have a leftover Challah. And the Rambam writes, you're Mevatel Challah. Even though it's Chometz Yodua. And the Mishnah Mem Tes talks about being Mevatel Chometz Yodua. He's driving in the car to the Chasanet, on Erev Yom Tov. And then he reminds himself that he has Chometz left over home, he left the cookies in the freezer. So, say if he's going for a business trip, if he's going for fun, he has to go back home and lose the whole fun, and burn the chametz. Not to rely on the bittul. He has to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanan Dehaino, not to rely on bittul to destroy it, mamish, to destroy kipshuta. But if he's going to dvar mitzvah, he's going to miss the mitzvah, so he can rely on it in the Rashi. So it's a chastir in the Rambam, that's the kasha that they is. Here the Rambam, the girsa that the Kesem Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah had a girsa in the Rambam, that on chometz yodua, bitl doesn't help. Bitl only helps on chometz sheini yodua. Chometz yodua, you have to have biur. And the other Rambam's right the fair is that bitl helps even on chometz yodua. So I remember when we were learning psochim, the Rav said he doesn't see that it's such a kash. The pashtus is, you have to say, that the mitzvah of tashbisa means like this, you have to prepare for yontif. How does the balabasta prepare for yontif? She cleans up the house to the best of her ability. So all of, to the best of your ability is part of the definition of what's needed for tashbisa. So if you have a table full of chametz, cake and cookies and schnapps and everything, you're going to make a declaration, as far as I'm concerned, to offer the alm. But you can do a better job than that. It's the chere of Pesach in the morning. So go pour the schnapps down the drain and go burn the chametz and go make it into crumbs and flush it down the toilet, destroy it. So if you can easily do a better job, so you're not yotzei tashbisu just by mevatloi. Chometz yodua, you have to do better. On the chometz sheini yodua, no. So, must speak if you say kol chamira livot v'lehevei hefki kafedar. But if it's Shabbos, or he's on a trip and he's going to miss the chasen, he's going to miss the bris, so you tell him he has to go back home. Yeah. So the best that he can do under the circumstances is to be mevatlo. So then you're to the mitzvah of tashbisa by being mevatlo. It's not an absolute definition over here. The definition of mahi hashbras amar avatera depends on the circumstances. Depends on what your conditions happen to be. You have to do the best under the circumstances. That's what's required. So it could be that the nature of the din of Yom HaRishon also changes under circumstances. That when Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos could be min haTorah, could be at least min derabbanon, that Yom HaRishon means mukdam. The definition of Yom HaRishon means do the bi'ur chametz b'mukdam l'yontif. So it could be that when Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos, it has to be b'mukdam the day before. And it could be that's the din of baking matzah on Erev Pesach. It means you have to bake it samach l'yontif. And it could be similar to over here, that's what tashbisa means. It has, under certain different conditions, we define the nature of the mitzvah differently. It's not an absolute, rigorous definition over here. How can you talk about what? Yeah. I don't know. That's a very strong kasha. I don't know the answer to that kasha. That kasha bothers me. I was looking a little bit, I didn't find it. How can he say that he's baiting chametz and then he's destroying the chametz on Friday, but he's leaving over chametz for Shabbos? So isn't the mitzvah of tashbisa? We do it all the time.
Yeah, you make it the next day in the morning, calls.
See, I thought that your premise is such a muskel rishon That's why I always thought that if one is relying on the Rav for the purpose of Mechiras Chametz, that he has to wait till after the rabbi does the Mechiras Chametz in order to burn his Chametz. Because I thought the mitzvah of burning Chametz is to destroy the last bit of Chametz that you have in your Rishus. So if I have 98% of my Chametz is going to be sold by the rabbi and only 2% I'm going to destroy. So what do you mean I'm burning 2%? I still have 98% of all the Chametz. So what am I fulfilling? Nothing. So I thought you have to burn when it says in the Rambam, if you want, you can burn the Chametz, Leil B'dikas Chametz. The Ramah says if you daven in the early minyan, the 6 o'clock minyan and a Pesach, you burn the chametz at 6 o'clock. You don't have to wait till Chila Shesh. I thought by Medram Amurim, before the institution of Mechiras Chametz became so popular, in the days of the Rambam, in the days of the Ramah, they didn't have our practice of Mechiras Chametz. But if I thought if everybody's relying on Mechiras Chametz, so what do you accomplish by burning the chametz at 6 o'clock in the morning if he has 98% of the chametz left? And he's not going to destroy that chametz. He's going to sell it. He's selling it is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. I thought it's a double portion. So I was also bothered with your kasha. What do you mean he's in fulfillment of destroying the chametz on Erev Shabbos? But he's going to leave everything over on Shabbos. When he leaves over on Shabbos, he's going to eat. Let's say he's going to eat up what he leaves over on Shabbos. So that's not Tashbisu. I don't know. I mean, under these circumstances, that's the way you have to fulfill. Could be. Yeah, but we don't hold like that Balamor. That's a nice line. But Taisa says Beferish should double portion, not like the Balamor. Taisa on Chav Chesam and Bay says Beferish is not like the Balamor. The Haskam is not like the Balamor. The Pashtus is not like the Balamor.
Is there a difference between what we do now with the Rav? Then it's Shabbos intervening. Is no practical difference. We now also leave over from.
We leave over, but we don't burn it. The Leil B'dikas Chametz. You see, the Rambam wrote like that. The Rambam wrote. If you want to burn the chametz right after the bedikah, he goes into hate, but he doesn't say you leave over then. If you're going to burn, it means you're going to burn the last amount of chametz that you have. But the shaila is, if you're going to burn all the chametz on Friday, then you're going to leave over a whole bunch of chalas for Shabbos morning. So what did you accomplish by burning on Friday? Unless you say under the circumstances, you're going to leave over for eating, so you're burning and everything is all accounted for.
Later that you take in. Destroy it some other way.
You'll destroy that also. Okay. So you mean you began the biur with the bedikah and then you did part of the burning now and you finished tomorrow. Okay. You have to say that?
Maybe we're eating with the soul.
Maybe.
Eating with the soul.
No, that's not a question. This year, on a normal year, that you finish eating the chametz at the end of 4 hours and it's still mutabanov between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. So then the rabbanim sell the chametz between 10 and 11 and they know that no one's eating any more chametz. So there's no problem. They stopped eating chametz at 10 o'clock and the rabbanim have an hour to sell the chametz. But the Shabbos is this year that you could permit it to eat chametz until Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock. So how did the rabbanim sell the chametz on Erev Pesach? So they have to say that they're not selling all the chametz. They're selling the chametz that will be left over. So that's a shaila. How do you do that? That's a big machlegas in Achram. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he came up with an einfal that maybe there's an isan mekka from Memkar on Shabbos, even if I made the kinyan on Erev Shabbos and I want the kinyan to be chal on Shabbos. If the chalois is on Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Eger's moira possibility, maybe that's prohibited also. The later Acharim asks Kakasha, how can it be? But we know that by definition, there's never a violation of Malecha Shabbos B'Shev Altas. What, he's just sitting back on Shabbos, he's sleeping, he makes up a kinyan, and he wants the kinyan to take effect at 12 o'clock on Shabbos. Let's say he's buying shares, he's selling shares, and he says he wants to buy or sell on Shabbos. The stock market is open on Shabbos. Yontif, in the middle of the week. Yontif falls out in the middle of the week, and he places an order to buy or to sell 11 o'clock in the morning in the middle of Yontif. So the shaila is, Rabbi Kivega holds that that's an Issa. Rabbi Kivega has a possibility that's an Issa. Mekach HaMemka B'Shams. He's sleeping. In the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, whatever, he's not Oisik in the Mekach HaMemka. So the Achroinim asks, how can Rabbi Kivega say such a thing, that there's a violation of Mekach HaMemka? That's klal number one. There's never a violation of Malecha Shabbos B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So the answer on the Rabbi Kivega, and the Sefer Tzemach Dovid, he points out, the answer is, that Mekach HaMemka B'Shabbos is not prohibited mitam malacha. It's Gzeira Shema Yovel Yidei Ksiva. Gzeira Shema Yichtov. Gzeira, sometimes you can violate B'Shevi Al-Tasa. It's only malachas. in order to violate, in order to be labeled as a malacha, whether malacha deraisa, malacha derabbanon, you have to have dat kikum v'yaseh. But gzeira, it is possible to violate b'shei v'yaltas, depending on how the chachamim worded gzeira. So that's Rabbi Kivega's mesupik, maybe mekachamemka, the gzeira mekachamemka was worded in such a way that you're not allowed to have a kinyan chal in the middle of Shabbos and Yontif. So even if you made the kinyan on Erev Shabbos, he wanted to take effect on Shabbos, it's negate the people in business who place orders to buy or to sell. It happens all the time.
What happens in, about, if I set a light, if I set a clock to work?
Yeah.
Are you also good, the malacha happens on Shabbos?
Oh, so that's permissible because the malacha is, there's no malacha to shevi al tasa. So on Shabbos, the person is not doing anything b'kum v'yaseh. So he's not in violation of malach. But mekach hamemka, because it's more kal, there's a mokum to say that it's more chomer. Because it's so kal that it's not a malach, it's not even a malach in the Rabbanon, it's only a gzeirah. So it's shayach, theoretically, to say that you can be in violation of a gzeirah, even m'shev al-tasa, depending on how the chachamim worded it when they instituted the gzeirah. So Rabbi Kivega's position is, according to his idea, that there's a possibility to say that one is in violation of Mekach Memka, even if he's B'shei V'Altase, if the Kinyan was not on Erev Shabbos, that is B'chal on Shabbos, so then how do you do Mechiras Chometz when Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos? So the Achronim say, according to Rabbi Kivega, you have to sell the Chometz Me'achshov. On Erev Yontif, you have to sell Me'achshov, but then the people are going to eat the Chometz in the morning, so they're stealing the Chometz from the Goy. You have to say, whatever chametz will be left over on Erev Shabbos in the morning at 10 o'clock, it should be Gloy Milchel and Mafir, that chametz should be sold Mayachshav on Erev Shabbos. So that's what Achreinim ask. Isn't that a violation of the principle of Ein Breira? If I want a Kenyan to be Chal on Erev Shabbos, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos, whatever. I want a Kenyan to take effect on Shabbos, and I'm not sure whether the Kenyan is going to take place on this, all of them, some of them, which ones, I'm not sure yet what it's going to be. It's only going to be ascertained on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock, then we're going to know what the Kenyan is being chala. So if the Kenyan is chala Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock, when it's already ascertained, that's not a problem of Breira. At the time of the chalois, everything is mavura. That's fine. But Rabbi Kivega holds that's not permissible to make a Kenyan on Erev Shabbos that should be chala on Shabbos at 10 o'clock. So you have to say, whatever will be left over at 10 o'clock on Shabbos morning, the Kenyan should be chal now on Erev Shabbos. So that's what the Achreinim have a long discussion. Shouldn't that be in violation of the principle of Ein Breira? So that's why a lot of Achreinim disagree with Rabbi Kivega. They say it's better to make the Kenyan on Erev Shabbos that it should be chal on Shabbos morning, and that's not a violation of Ein Breira. At 10 o'clock on Shabbos morning, it'll be mevurer what chametz is for sale and what not. And then the chalais will take place on the Dov HaMavur.
We have an
answer for
that. But you said four chalim rolls aside, and that's not
going to
be sold.
I mean, you say chutz, the rabbi should say, that's another way. Okay. That's if you have all of the balabatim, we'll know that they have to designate. Okay. But the Achreinim are concerned, though, because they have Rabbanim are selling chametz for a lot of balabatim, so not all the balabatim will designate. They're going to leave. So those are set aside, so try to solve your problem like that. The Rav will say, you're selling all chametz except for that chametz that was set aside. But what do you do? Some balabatim are not setting aside any chametz. They have a freezer full of rolls, and whatever they're going to eat, they're going to eat whatever is going to remain. So then they're going to lock up the freezer, and they're going to rely on the mechiras chametz, and they're not going to designate in advance what. So that's the Achranim have these two forms of this year, the two forms of doing mechiras chametz. Most of them will not follow Rabbi Kivega. Most of the pasukim don't hold like Rabbi Kivega. They hold it's a problem of breira. So they hold it's better for the Rabbanim to sell the chametz in such a way that the chalois hakinyan should take effect on Shabbos morning at 10 o'clock on whatever chametz will be left over. And a minority of the Rabbanim will be choshish for Rabbi Kivega's opinion, and they'll have the mechira chal on Erev Shabbos on that chametz that will be left over on Shabbos.
When the Rav sells the chametz of the year, he doesn't know, he doesn't say specifically exactly how much. He says
he says all the chametz that you have.
All the chametz in his home. Yeah, he doesn't say exactly how much it's worth.
Rabbi says money, for what it is.
The value is not yet. The value is not ascertained.
Then, if the value is not ascertained, then I'm not selling anything specific.
No, whatever it is worth, that's what it is.
No, that's not a problem of Breira. Breira is a problem when it's Eina Mavur, what the Chalois is taking effect on.
No, I'm saying you don't have to worry about whether I eat two rolls or three rolls and put back two things over there. Because we're not selling something specifically, but we're concerned whether I'm going to eat maybe one.
No, we're selling all the Chalois. No, but if I'm selling the chametz on Erev Shabbos, how can I govern from the goy? Unless the rabbi says, give permission, some of the balabatim will want to eat some of the chametz before 10 o'clock. So if the goy gives permission, it's also solved the problem. It's another way of solving the problem. The Mordechai quotes a very fascinating opinion on the issue as to when to bake the matzahs. Most of the Rishonim hold you can bake the matzahs whenever you want. You can bake the matzahs last year. What's the problem? But according to Rashi, that the matzahs have to be baked dafke on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So what do you do when it's Erev Shabbos? So some insist you have to bake it on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and some Rishonim insist you have to bake it dafke on Leil Yontif. So the Mordechai quotes, that's an interesting lashon from Rabbi Yehudoi Goyim, that you better not bake your matzahs on Erev Shabbos because then you're going to have gehakta tzoris. What's going to be the problem? Very megumgum. The lashon is very megumgum. So on the bottom of the Mordechai, one of the Mefarshim quotes from the Maharal Prague, the Taitch that everybody tumbles about now. As far that the Rif quotes, the Rif and Taisus and the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi that it's not permissible to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Gemara in Bavli never says that anyway. Talmud Bavli doesn't say. Are you Yerushalmi? In fact, there's a group of Rishonim who say that we don't pass like this, Yerushalmi. The Gemara state Mishnah Zadin. So they deny the existence. They say that the Bavli knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi, and if they didn't quote it, and the Pashtus in the Gemara seems to be against it, so we don't hold from that din. But we do pass like that din. The Rif and the Rambam and the Tesis and the Shulchan Aruch quote, you're not permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach.
Matzah is so matzah, some people don't eat with choice.
Yeah. Some don't eat from Rosh Chodesh, so some Acharonim write that's Mechzik Yuharo. Some Acharonim write they don't like that minig, they hold that it's improper. Mechzik Yuharo. I don't know exactly what the Yuharo is. They should say it's Onatam. Onatam, what do you mean you shouldn't eat? Anyway, but the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat matzah Be'er Pesach. So the Acharonim, the Prima Gadim, comes up with an einfall that the Maharalmi Prague, who lived before the Prima Gadim, Maharalmi Prague says that already. Let's say a moel has a special instrument that he uses for the bris milah. It's a precision instrument, and he doesn't use it for cutting the chalas. He does use it for cutting the flesh. He only uses it for bris milah. A typewriter. Let's say you have a typewriter or something. You have something which is only used for one specific purpose, and you mock with not to use it for other purposes because mukt machnas chisor and kis. It's a very expensive thing, and you may be miscalculated, you may break it, and you'll lose a lot of money. And that one thing that it's miyuchad for, you're not permitted to do on Shabbos. Let's say the moel doesn't have a bris this Shabbos. He doesn't have it. You have a typewriter. You're not allowed to use the typewriter on Shabbos and Yontif. So the ikir hishtamshus, you're not allowed to do. And all other hishtamshus in your makbid not to use it for, because it's a hepsid moment. It's a precision instrument. So the Gemara says that then it becomes muktzah. If you have something where the ikir hishtamshus is forbidden, and any other hishtamshus, you would never want to do it for that because you're going to lose a lot of money. So that's mukta machmas chisarkis. So the Maharalmi Prague and the Prima Gadim and in between and after, Maharalmi Prague, I think, is the first one who came up with this einfall. They came up with an einfall that shmura matzah on Erev Pesach Chalis B'Shabbos should be mukta. Why? Because what's the main purpose? What's the main? If you want, you can feed the shmura matzah to the animals in the zoo. When you go Pesach, Chalman Pesach, you see the Chassidishi kids giving shmura matzah, han shmura, to the animals in the zoo. So if you want, you can do that. But normally, what's the ikke hishtamshus of the shmura matzah is that people are going to eat it. And then there's another and the ikke hishtamshus on Erev Pesach, Chalif Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Yerushalmi, we pass like that, Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. You can feed it to the animals. It's like a hefsid moment. It costs so much money. Which Meshuggah wants to feed it to the animals? So since there's a chisorin kiss, there's a kpeda not to use it, you can feed it to the children also. They have little children who don't understand anything about the Seder. They're so young, they don't know the story of a Sipit Yis Mitzrayim. So they're permitted to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But I'm not going to feed shmura matzah to the little kids. It's like a hefsid moment. So the ikish tamshus is prohibited. And no, about the Hishtamshus in a makbid, not to use it for that. The Rambam Prague came up with the Einfall that it's a mukts machmes chisorintis. So the Prima Gaon also writes like that, but the Maharal of Prague interpreted that that's what Rabbi Yehudah Goin is talking about. That he says, you better not bake your matzahs on Erev Shabbos, because you're going to be in big trouble. Why? Because you may forget on Shabbos, and you may move your box of Shmur Matzah from one place to the other. Let's say all of us, what do we do? We have the Shmur Matzah in the house. So you may forget on Shabbos and be metalt of the Shmur Matzah from one place to the other, and you'll be in violation of Tiltal Muktzah. That's how the Maharal. If you bake, my Shmur Matzah would bake before a Shchodesh Nisan already. So the Maharal Miprag teaches in that line, a Shvera line in the Mordechai, quoting Rabbeinu Yehudah Goin. He says, you better not bake your matzahs before Leil Pesach, because then on Shabbos you may be over an Issa. What's he going to be over on Issa? Well, what? He may violate Hachana. What's Hachana? What's he going to do? So he says, here's a Chedushi and Shashem quote on the bottom of the page here. On page Chav Tes, in the Mordechai, on page Chav Tes, on the second column he quotes, he said, the Chedushi and Shashem, on the bottom quotes, in Oisei, that the Maharal Miprag interpreted that that's what it means, that the Shmur Matzah is Muktz Mafas Chisorinkis, and you may forget and be metaltal in Anshah. There's a lot what the dingzach. Yeah. What? That's a whole different interpretation. Yeah, that's a whole different interpretation. Who? The Matra says Mechen Mishabes Leyontif. The question is, what does it mean? What is Mechen? When Mechen? Who's doing Hachana? That's a difficult interpretation, right? So the Maharal, he quotes Maharal Prague, also difficult. But the Maharal Prague doesn't fit into the words. What the Maharal Prague said doesn't fit into the words. He didn't say that you'll be over until the Mukta. He says Mechen Mishabes Leyontif. So he says that's what it means. He may be metaltalit, and then you may metaltalit in order to get it out of the way. And by being metallic, you'll be over until the Mukta. Also, Shver doesn't fit into the Lashon. All the interpretations don't fit in. It's a very difficult Lashon. He may forget the name of Tal. How about it? No. This Shabbos, there's no Issa to eat the Shmur Matzah. You have to be crazy to eat the Shmur Matzah in Shabbos, but there's no Issa. The only time you can say it's Muktz Machmas Chisorin Kis is if the Iker Hishtamshus is forbidden. And the other Hishtamshus, you're makpid not to do it. But this Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, there's no Isser. You want to be a Meshuggah, you want to eat the Shmur Matzah Gesundheit. Right. But our next Shabbos Parshas Tzav, there's an Isser to eat it. So the Iker Hishtamshus is forbidden. And all other Hishtamshus, you're makpid not to do it. So that's why he holds, that's why our Rami Prague holds that there's a problem. You can't burn it, no, but you have to be mabatel it in advance. Those who bake matzahs on Leil Pesach, those are choshish for Rashi Shita, and they bake the matzahs on Leil Pesach, so you have to make a declaration in advance that any bit of dough that will turn into chametz, I'm mabatel it kafir the hour. I'm mabatel it in advance. Then you leave it around. And then when it comes, it's the Shabbos, you can't destroy it. Then when it comes, Kalamoy, it's Mukhtar. Chometz is Mukhtar, right. So you have to wait till Kalamoy, and then you destroy it. Right. The Taisvis, in the beginning of Arve Pesachim, has that kasha. The Mishnah says that samuch lemincha, you're not permitted to eat an Erev Pesach. Samuch lemincha, what does it mean, samuch lemincha? The Rashbam always says a half an hour before. The Rambam just writes a little before. The Rambam doesn't write half an hour before. Just writes samuch lemiyach. So the Gemara has a suffix, which mincha? Mincha gedayla is 12:30. Mincha Ktana is 3:30. So which is it? Mincha Ktana means it's preferable always to daven Mincha. It's always preferable to daven mincha and mincha ktana rather than mincha gdola. Except for Erev Pesach, Stefan. Erev Pesach, you're permitted to daven mincha gdola lachatchila, because in the Beis HaMikdash they used to bring the Tamash Shel Ben Abayim earlier on Erev Pesach. But all year long it's lachatchila if you can. If you're afraid you're going to get involved in a business deal and you have lunchtime, you want to daven mincha in order to get it out of the way, so you have no prayer, so you do like that. But lachatchila, if a person has all the time in the day, and he has a prayer either to daven later or earlier, so it's always preferable to daven mincha ktana. I think they write that Rav Shmuel Salant was always nervous that he's going to die at the end of the day. So he always used to daven mincha gdoila in order to make sure. And the day that he died, he daven mincha gdoila at 12:30, and he died before they daven mincha in shul. He held us hashas atchak, he's afraid. And the literary yeshivas in Europe also, in America also, they always daven mincha gdoila at whatever, 12:30, 1:30, they patter up mincha, and then they have a seder. Because if you're going to daven mincha gdoila, it's going to hack up the seder mitten, so it's a bitl teira, so that's why they don't have chazaras hashats also in a lot of yeshivas, bitl teira. They just make a hecha kedusha, and they get rid of it, they get mincha out of the way, and then they hold that that's a hashas atchak. That's a shayla if that's proper or not. So the Mishnah says that samach lemincha, he's not allowed to eat a meal on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara has an ibaya. What does it mean, Samach Mincha? Does it mean from 12 o'clock on, Samach Mincha Gdoila? Does it mean from 3 o'clock on, Samach Mincha Ktana? So it's in Bayit Leif Shito, and the whole issue is only the Rabbanon. So that's why in Hilchas Pesach it says Lekula, that up until 3 o'clock you're allowed to eat. Up until 3 o'clock. There are, in other, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Hilchas Sukkah, in Hilchas Purim, some Rishonim Deran, some Rishonim Amachmer, like the other Tzad of the Gemara, Samach L'mincha Gdoila, but he says, Mikir Adin, we don't pass like that. Mikir Adin, you're permitted to eat until 3 o'clock. So Tosis has the famous Kasha over here. That's what the Poskim have a whole discussion. How are you going to eat Chalashudis this year? You're supposed to eat Chalashudis after Mincha, so what are you going to do? So some of them say, what's the problem? You daven Mincha to 1:30 Minya. You come home, and you eat your egg matzahs, whatever, you eat shalashudas after milk. You can eat until 3 o'clock. What's it? You have to be choishish for the shita that we don't paskin like in order to be mevater on shalashudas. If it's a person who doesn't always eat shalashudas, so don't eat shalashudas. You're yotze with an apple, so eat an apple today also. But if it's a person who's always medaktik and shalashudas, and we paskin up until 3 o'clock, you can eat. So if you're eating the egg matzahs, eat the egg matzahs. Daven mincha at 1:30, then you eat the shalashudas at 2 o'clock and you finish by 3 o'clock. We'll explain it, yes. It says beferish like that. Right. It says beferish in Shulchan Aruch like that. So Tosis over here asked the question, what is he going to eat already? What can he possibly eat at 2 o'clock? What can he eat? Chometz is out of the question. Matzah is not allowed to eat all day long. So Tosis says, oh, must be that it's egg matzahs. Must be that it's matzah shira. That whatever matzahs, you're not yetzi, dechei vasa, leil pesach, such a matzah doesn't count, and that you're permitted to eat an erev pesach. But from 3 o'clock on, then you're not allowed to eat it. That's what the Rabbi Natan says. You look in the Rambam asks the same kasha, the Feirish, the Rambam, the Pirish, HaMishnayis, and the Aruch HaZok asks the same kasha, and he gives a different answer. He says the Gemara, Tosis doesn't like that answer. He gives the answer. The Gemara says you're allowed to have a little nibble. Let's say Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's 3:30 and he's really hungry and he sees the gefilte fish, whatever, he wants to have a nibble. So mini tagim, he can take a little nibble. What if he's nibbling and he wants to have a whole loaf of gefilte fish and a whole steak and a whole that. So each little shtickle by itself is a mini tagim, but to fill yourself up, Tarminish, the Rambam says that's all it means, that a little bit of mini tagim is mutter. And a lot of minitagim is also, but the Rambam holds that you don't see any heter at all to eat any matzah on Erev Pesach. Even matzah mevushelis and even made peiris, the Rambam, that's how the Bira Agra says, the Rambam seems to hold there's no heter to eat any matzah on Erev Pesach. But in Shulchan Aruch, they're not machna like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rabbi Natan that matzah ashira, whatever is matzah ashira, and you couldn't be yotzei in the mitzvah Leil Pesach, so you're permitted to eat that on Erev Pesach. So one of the examples of matzah ashira is a matzah mevushelis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Kneidlach, you took matzah mel and you cooked it. So that l'chol ha'deis is matzah mevushelis, that you can eat on Erev Pesach. That you can eat a whole day Erev Pesach. After 3 o'clock, you can't have, you're not supposed to eat a lot of them in order to fill yourself up. But before 3, you may. And that's not included in the Yisr. Let's say they took matzah mel and they mixed in sugar and flavoring, and then they baked it, they made cake or cookies. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the some Rishonim hold, what if I take Shmura Matzah and Leil Pesach and I smear it with jam? Say, Asher Shem Zohar Achilas Matzah, Amoytzi Achilas Matzah, and I smear with jam and I eat it. So the din is that you yoytze. We have a minig matzah shira. You don't even salt the matzah. You don't put anything on. But what if you will put salt? You're going to say it's matzah shira. Mikra din, that's not matzah shira. Whatever you add after it's baked is not a problem. So the shayla is, yeah, if you shmir on jam and you eat it like that. But what if you ground it up, you made matzah melt, then you mixed in jam and sugar and flavoring, and then you baked it again? So maybe when you baked it and the jam and the sugar was baked with it, it makes it not matzah shira. So that's a machloikis. If you make cookies like that from matzah mel, shmura matzah mel, with jam, with sugar, with flavoring, with everything, and then you baked it again, so some shanim hold that you yotzi dechavis matzah, and others hold no. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're machmed. So you're not allowed to use those cookies for Leil Pesach to be yotzi the mitzvah, you're not yotzi the mitzvah with it, but you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach all day long, because that's a chashash that you're eating matzah on Erev Pesach.
So Knedlach you're allowed to, but that's
that's what he says. Knedlach you're allowed to. He writes Knedlach, Kadurim, Shaifim Kadurim, Knedlach Belaz. Knedlach you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Right, right. He says if you did Bishul, that for sure is Matzah Shirin. And if you mixed in flavoring and sugar and everything, that's a Machloikis. And if you did an Afir, that's a Machloikis. So we're Machma not to use it for Erev Pesach, but we're also Machma not to eat it on Erev Pesach. What about egg matzahs? Egg matzahs the Chabad matzah shira. So that's what Taisa said, you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. So the Rav used to have the taina that since the Rambam Shita is, when the Gemara gives the example of egg matzah, Gemara gives the example of matzah shira, so the Gemara writes on Lamed Vav Amed Aleph. The Gemara writes, when is it called matzah shira? Isa sheni loisha b'yayin shemen dvash b'cholov. If you use one of those dalet mashkim, yayin shemen dvash b'cholov, then it's matzah shira. So the Rambam writes a peladika statement that if you make the matzah with anything else, how do they make egg matzah? They put in apple cider, apple concentrate, they put in eggs, other things, they don't put in any one of these four. But the Rambam has a strange awkward sheet that the Aruch HaShulchan says no one in the world knows what the Rambam is talking about. Vosep is, the Rambam holds only these four are called matzah shir. Other things are not called matzah shir. So the Rambam holds that our egg matzahs are good for Leil Pesach, yoytze. So that's why according to the Rambam, the Rav used to say, you're not allowed to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach because it's good for you to be yoytze. What is taka the beer in the sheet of the Rambam's tachpile plum? The Aruch HaShulchan says nobody knows what the secret is. So the Avnei Nezer says, what's such a secret? The Avnei Nezer is not here in Hilchas Pesach. The Avnei Nezer is by Bishul Akum. He has a tshuva in Hilchas Bishul Akum. And Pas Akum. So he says, he knows the secret. He says, the secret is like this. What if you have a Shmura Matzah and you shmir on jam? So Shteit B'Sfer is nothing. We're Machma, we don't even put on salt. But Mikir Adin, if you put on jam, there's no problem. Whatever you add after the Afiyah is not a problem. And even if you added it b'shas hafir, why is it a problem? No, it's the matzah shira. That's no good. So he says, "Ve'azok that it's matzah shira." He says, "There's a machloikas. Avnei Nezer always makes a tushdel from kolat terkula." So he says, "There's a machloikas hatanoim in challah in Mishnayis challah. You only chayv in challah if you baked a certain amount. If you needed a certain amount, chameshis ron kamachiyot. You needed a certain amount. So it has to be mitzuruf yachad. So what's mitzaref it? If you did one big lisha, what says one big lisha?" With water. What if you made a lisha with juices, with other juices? Is that mitzarif yachad? So it's a machlekes hatanoim. If any mashke outside of the zayin mashkim is mitzarif lechiyev challah, machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes arishayim and a machlekes the later rishayim. The Azuah writes the later rishayim didn't even know that there was machlekes the early rishayim. They had forgotten already his machlekes. Machlekes ledina, what to do in such a case? So the Avnei Nezer says, what's the biur? What's the biur in the Rambam that only dalad mashkim is matzah shira? So he says it's like if you have a shmur matzah and shmir on jim. So hay luchudikoy. What does a jim? What does a jim have to do? It's a matzah niya. It's a matzah that has jim on it. What's the problem? So he says if you make matzahs with yayin shem and dvash acholav, that's one of the zayin mashkim. Yayin shem and dvash. He says that's the secret. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, no one in the world knows what the Rambam's talking. Says he knows. He knows that Yayin Shem and Dvash Acholav are all from the Zayin Mashkim. The Zayin Mashkim Amitzaref L'Shir Chala. What does it mean? That becomes an essential chelik of the lechem. That's an essential chelik of the lechem. It's like flour and water. So if you use, instead of water, you're going to use one of the Zayin Mashkim, that's an essential chelik of the lechem. But if you use any other May Peiris, that's like shmearing on jam. That doesn't become an essential part of the lechem. Baha writes, not mitzaref l'shir chaleh. Now mitzaref means azaytik ezach, has no shaykhis. So he says, if you're going to make matzahs with any other May Peiris, the Rambam says that's like shmura matzah with jam on it. So the heilichud dekoy, heilichud dekoy has no shaykhis. That's what the Rav used to tell him, that one should be choshish. Perhaps he used to say, that's his chashash, he used to be choshish for the Ramam Shita, not the egg matzahs on Er Pesach, because they're not Yayin Shem and Dvash Chol. This year, Breuers decided to bake egg matzahs with wine. They're charging for states of twice as much money. Egg matzahs with wine? Yeah. Why did they decide to make egg matzahs with wine? Not because of Rav Soloveitchik's Rambam. No, they not choshish for that. A different reason why. Because it says in the Shulchan Aruch that when you say that made peiris they mach mitzvah, there's no problem if you only made peiris without any water. Tosis says, but if you had made peiris with water mixed in, then it's memar lahakmins and you had big problems. So the choshish, there is such a possibility, the choshish, that the apple cider that they make, they wash off the apples before they make the apple cider. So when they wash off the apples, there's a hashash that there may be some droplets of water left when they get the apple cider out of it. So those droplets of water will be mayim together with the mei peiris, and it'll be mamar lahakmitz's gefela. So you can have a problem with the egg matzah may be chometzah. That's the question. That's the question. The Pashto says that you shouldn't have to worry about that. It's bottled be'elef. It should be bottled be'elef alfei alochem. That's the shaila. The Gemara says that the only time it's a problem is if you have a significant amount of water. That's the shaila. Is there really a hashash or not? So that's why Breuers this year had this kepeda that they use wine. What do you gain by wine? Wine, there may be water also. So the Balatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchas Pesach, that when do you say that if there's a little bit mayim added into the mayperis, then it's maybe memaila happens, may cause bigger problems. That's only by all other mayperis. But if you have wine, that's yain mazuk. When you add water into wine, the water becomes a chelik of the wine. So it's wine. It also becomes wine. That's what he writes in Chiddush. So that's why this year they're baking a new hider. They're baking this year because they know a lot of people want to eat the egg matzahs on Erev Pesach. So they're baking egg matzahs with wine. So once they use with wine, even Rav Soloveitchik's hashasha is off. Even the Rambam would be masking. If you make matzahs with yayin shem and dvash chol, then one of the zayin mashkim, so that matzah shiva l'choladeh, so that you can zichrit on Erev Pesach. The shaila is how? The other three also? Okay. Dam. Mayim. That's no good. That's not matzah shiva. Tal. Tal is the same. So those three are no good. So there are only four. Mayim and Tal is not going to make matzah shira. And Dam is a treif. So the only four that you have are Yain Cholov, Drash, and Shemin. Yeah. The Shabbos is about eating egg matzah in the afternoon. Okay, believe that, we'll have to talk about it. Is that next week? So next week the shiur will be on Tuesday.
Also, Kodim Zman Isha. Kodim Zman Isha.